It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone. The time has come. Your reckoning is nigh.
Dude, it sounded like the reckoning was nigh earlier when I woke up.
Tell me what happened, because I slept through it.
I know you did. It was like 4-something in the morning.
I sleep through everything.
I'm wondering if it's because we now have a second floor and our bedroom's on the second floor that we...
Oh, and you have the big sliding glass door.
Yeah, so maybe we hear everything more. But this morning at like 4 a.m., I woke up.
Yeah.
To the sound.
Oh, no.
Of coyotes! Coyotes actually aren't that scary. But, you know. I can make it scary.
Make it scary.
I don't know how to make it scary, actually. I just woke up to, like, a pack of coyotes at 4 a.m. fighting over something. Possibly a neighborhood kitten.
Ugh.
Possibly a dog. Possibly each other. Yeah, that's about it. I don't know. Just woke up to some coyotes.
Coyotes.
Howling and being crazy. Being coyotes sounded like they caught that roadrunner.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's
true.
Hey,
okay, so we were driving... When were we driving? I looked over and there was a roadrunner perched atop that fence.
This weekend?
It was just walking around.
Yeah, just hanging out.
You don't see town. That back east. That thing was just... I was like, it's a roadrunner! It's a roadrunner!
You freaked.
Steve-O said, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And then I got to thinking
to
about
the Southwest.
Birds.
Yeah.
Think about birds. When we walk, as normal humans...
Right.
We kind of swing our arms...
Yeah.
...for balance...
Right.
And our blood's flowing and all that. But when you think about a bird, that thing's just on its legs and its wings are tucked back. It doesn't really have arms, per se. It's just, they have incredible balance.
This is the conversation you were having in the car, and I was just...
With Dawn on the
yeah.
phone. Yeah, but they just, and it was just up on top of that fence, and I was like, man, birds are awesome.
Yeah.
Dave's wife, Summer, used to have a theory. One time... I guess she texted him or something, and she was like, do you ever wonder if birds are kind of plotting? Because she said, you just look up, and birds are just there, just staring. Just staring at you, just looking at us like they're just waiting.
Yeah, Alfred Hitchcock made a movie about that.
Called The Birds.
Yeah.
I know, but Summer's never seen that.
Oh, okay.
And so it's just like, maybe they are. Maybe they're up to something, those rascally birds.
Happy Tuesday. The birds are watching.
Guys, birds are watching, and it's Tuesday, so you know what that means. They're watching harder than they normally would. Their perception is up.
The time is drawing nigh for the change of time.
Mm.
We're talking about that this morning, everybody. Prepare.
It's going to be so dark. Is anybody even awake right now?
You got to start getting your bodies ready now, because we realized it's this dark right now. It's going to... Change
soon. And it'll be 5:17, right?
Yeah.
No, wait. Or 7. Oh, wait. It'll be 7. 6 will come. Yeah, because you fall back and you spring forward. So right now where it says 6, it'll be 7, which means we'll be waking up earlier.
Wait, what?
Is that, no. It'll be 5.
It'll be 5, so spring, it'll actually be lighter.
Spring forward is in fall. Fall back is in winter? Time change. You get it.
I thought we set the clocks back so we get another hour of sleep.
Okay, that's winter. Yes. Okay. I had them backwards. Spring, even though I was saying them the right way, in my mind I had them backwards. Spring, you lose an hour, but you could kind of say that you gain one.
So we're getting an hour. We're getting an extra hour.
So
we don't need to prepare
right
our bodies because we're going to sleep late. We're
going
to sleep in.
Sort of. It's relative, bro.
Glad we figured that out.
Theory of relativity.
All right, beautiful. Man!
We got it. Don't worry, everyone. Woo! We got this. Next, we're going to figure out algebra. We're going to talk about weather, the jet stream.
It's Tuesday. Happy
also,
welcome to it.
Bye.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Welcome back. Now, back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I got some coffee over here. I made myself a morning shake. I've got energy. Last night, or yesterday, I went to the dentist. Again.
Man.
I live my life in the dentist. Straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you do.
So I had to get a filling yesterday.
Ugh.
I really like my dentist guy. I can't even remember his name. But he's awesome. I always remember it when I'm there. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But now, like right now, when I want to say, yeah, my dentist, I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But, got a feeling.
So, I know he loves you.
Yeah, he's my boy.
That's because you are putting his children through college.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He's like, you're back. I wasn't expecting you. Let's give
this
you
is so exciting.
Let's give you two more root canals.
Yeah.
I have terrible teeth, everyone. Terrible teeth. If you ever need an example for your kids, if you're a parent out there and you need an example for your kids of why they shouldn't eat so much candy, tell them to come see me and I'll tell them about my experience a couple years ago when I went to the dentist and realized it was going to cost a smooth $11,000 to fix my mouth.
Gosh.
That's right. $11,000.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. And my teeth are straight.
Yeah.
I've never had to have braces. It's just they're weak.
Yeah.
I have weak teeth. They're so weak. Oh, it's a good thing I got huge muscles. Yeah, but anyway,
oh,
I was at
man.
The dentist, got a filling. My mouth was all numbed up. I looked like I'd, you know.
Man, you came home and you look like Clayface from, like Batman.
Like half of my face was melting away. By the way, shout out to Bawit Dubai. We know you're listening.
Yeah, you're Austria.
You're our boy. I took some ibuprofen, like, before I went to bed.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, like, sore, you know? Because when they're, like, jabbing stuff in your gums, and later the numbness, like, wears off, and you're just like, oh, what happened?
What?
I was there the whole time.
Yeah.
So I took some ibuprofen, not thinking about the fact that ibuprofen has caffeine in it.
Right.
So I just laid on the couch, looking at the ceiling for smooth hour and a half.
Nicely done.
My adjective today is smooth.
Yes.
And it really was. It was just like, I was just like laying there going like, oh man, ibuprofen has caffeine in it. I'm an idiot.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does.
I see. I don't know these things. I would have totally gone for the ibuprofen as well.
Well, that I can't use like Tylenol. That doesn't even work.
Yeah.
I wish I would have taken like one less ibuprofen than I did.
Yeah.
You take 8 ibuprofen.
Stop
and
it.
It's normal. It's a normal dosage. And then you start seeing dragons. And then there's a person over in the corner talking to you, telling you about like the mail and how the mail system's going to crash and postal workers.
You did not take that many. Stop it.
Yet to be determined.
It's like recommended daily dosage. It's the end of the day. I'm about to go to sleep.
It's the dosage
obviously,
for the whole day.
Obviously.
I didn't take any this morning.
Gosh.
I got to catch up for last week.
It is 6:32. Are you ready for some news action?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Starbucks is under fire over higher. Starbucks is under fire over higher prices in China. 21 people were set on fire in Cleveland to set a world record.
What?
Yeah. Listen to the way I end the sentence.
Okay.
A new poll finds that Americans think the GOP is bad for the U.S.
I like that.
I'm going to end all the sentences that way.
Okay.
A new study finds that when we sleep, our brains use that opportunity to rid itself of toxins. For the third straight week, the number one movie at the box office is Gravity, starring George Clooney and Sandra Bullock. A drunk driver was arrested in New Jersey after workers at Burger King reported him asleep at the order screen for 2 hours.
Wait, what?
2 hours? This Joker fell asleep. He said, I want to... And then they were like, hang on just a second. Hang on just a... Okay, go ahead with your order. Sir, I think he asleep.
For 2 hours, though, they're that,
dude,
like,
no. If you're
their business is that slow.
If you're a drive-thru worker at Burger King, you're going to take that opportunity.
Man.
Oh, he fell asleep. I need to go clean something. I'll come back in a few minutes. By clean something, I mean text.
Yeah.
On your phone.
Yeah.
A notorious Mexican drug kingpin was assassinated by a guy dressed as a clown.
thought I wasn't going to do it, didn't he?
Did you hear about the guy who spent $100,000 on plastic surgery in order to look like Justin Bieber?
He doesn't look anything like
him. He really
like
doesn't.
Him.
Chrissy pulled up the picture last night.
Gosh.
And I was like, $100,000, and I look, and he doesn't look like Justin Bieber.
He doesn't look like Bieber at
you
all.
You wasted your money, bro.
We need to find that photo and put it up on our Facebook page. We got to talk about that coming up.
We need Mitch to do this. She loves Bieber.
Yes.
She loves.
9 o'clock hour. She's here.
She's a believer.
Yes.
We'll get her to do that. I think it's kind of a slow news day. Oh, about 100 people got injured, and now they can't play football.
Man!
Let's talk about that real quick. Go to sports. That's kind of all the breaking news.
Let's see.
Sports.
Doug Martin.
Sports. Doug Martin.
Jay Cutler.
Look, let's look it up.
Sam Bradford.
There's 1,000 people.
Reggie Wayne.
Well, they say Doug Martin's not out for the season, possibly.
Yeah, I don't know if I trust that, though. That's Coach Schiano, and I at this point, sadly, don't trust anything that dude says.
Well.
So.
Oh, and other news about sports. Last night when that game ended, who was it? It was the Vikings versus the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
The ESPN guy said the funniest thing I've ever heard on sports. He said, all right. We all just wasted the last 3.5 hours of our lives on that. So
hey, we did it together.
We're all in this. We did it. We did it, guys.
It was a terrible football game.
Yep.
It was a terrible, terrible football game.
It was. For the Vikings, all of their points were scored by the defense.
Yeah.
Because the old boy from Tampa Bay, new guy.
Yeah, Josh Freeman.
I get it. He's super new. And, well, granted, he's only been there a couple weeks, literally. He's getting to know all these dudes. Yep. I understand. It's a team. It's hard to figure all that stuff out. Plus, he's, like, tall, and a couple of the guys were a lot shorter than him, and he's probably not used to throwing down. But, man, it was rough.
It was awful. We tried to watch, and then we're like, hey, who wants to watch Arrow instead?
Arrow!
You guys want to watch Arrow? We still have the one from last week. We haven't caught up yet. Let's watch Arrow instead. And now you're hooked on a CW show. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
So proud of you.
It was, that game was so bad, you don't even have to be a sports fan to know that was a bad game.
It was a terrible game.
You could watch it and be like, is it supposed to be this boring?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm watching, like, sixth grade football or something. It's not going well.
Yeah, in the NFL this last weekend, real humans got hurt, and a lot of people freaked out because of their fantasy teams, not thinking about the fact that real humans were actually injured. But wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts,
yep,
gone for the year, Reggie Wayne. Sam Bradford, quarterback for the Rams, gone for the year. Jay Cutler went down with an injury. Doug Martin, running back for the Bucks, went down with an injury. Who else went down with an injury? Arian Foster.
So many people.
Running back for the Houston Texans, down with an injury.
Finley.
Jermichael Finley, out.
Gone. And he's on one of my teams. I'm looking at my video game saying, hey, fix, video.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
Give me a one-up.
So, it's going to be a rough few weeks for some fantasy.
Breaking
people.
News was so short.
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Good news is, we got the Civil Wars to fix that.
Prepare your heart, for it will be broken.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone.
Team Awesome Morning Party. You know, we do this segment every single weekday at 6:45. If you would like to get a shout-out to a loved one, a friend, a family member, a total stranger, a celebrity crush, I don't care.
Celebrity crush?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
I'd like to, how do I get in touch with J-Lo?
All you got to do is send us an email. studio@mystaticradio.com.
Is it J-Lo's birthday?
No, but it is time for birthdays.
Woo!
Good morning, Stever.
Morning. I needed another touchdown and a few more yards from Eli last night.
Oh, dude.
Did you not get the win?
I didn't get the win, but I'm good.
I got the win.
I got some good drop ads coming, hopefully, today.
Woo! I just got the win. Like, barely needed Greg Jennings to get 20 yards receiving. I'm like, that's going to be easy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So that's He's got Josh Freeman throwing to
him. That's our birthday slash fantasy football update.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, fantasy football.
Yep. 295th day of 2013. Man, we're almost into the 300s.
God. Man.
70 days. 70 days to get ready to start writing 2014. 2014.
I'm not writing it.
On your checks.
Nope. I don't write checks.
No one writes checks anymore.
It's true.
All right. It is a comedian's birthday.
Is it Jim Carrey's birthday?
No, no. I'd have something for that. It's Carlos Mencia's birthday.
Oh.
Anyone?
No. What's he? I know that.
He's a comedian, and he has comedian shows.
Oh, okay.
That stand-up shows that he does. Comedian Carlos Mencia. Not familiar.
No. I'm pretty sure I've listened to something of his. I just can't think of it. Slow mind.
How old do you think this guy is?
43.
36.
Not bad, Mateo. He's 46.
Oh.
And I just realized I could have got music for this from Modern Family. He plays Mitchell Pritchett.
Which one is Mitchell?
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Man, I need to watch that show.
Do you?
It's funny. Dave says it's really funny.
I've heard it's funny, too. But, yeah. I mean, we have so much on our plate already. Do you need another show to watch?
Maybe we just need another plate.
Yeah. Yeah, it was up for all kinds of awards.
I know.
How old do you think this guy is?
Oh,
the guy,
man.
I don't know who it is. 44.
37.
38.
Oh,
man, you don't even know these and you're in the zone.
I'm circling like a great white shark.
Yep.
Baseball.
Pop, pop.
All-star MLB-er, outfielder. Who holds the single season record for hits with 262?
Ichiro. Tim Skipper.
Steve-O got it.
Ichiro.
Ichiro Suzuki!
Ichiro! Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Okay. How old's Ichiro?
Gosh. Okay. Well, he came over here late from Japan, so older than he looks, I'll tell you that much. I'm going to say.
36.
34. He's 40.
Oh,
he's already 40. Can you believe that, Steve-O?
Wow.
Yep.
How old are you?
Wow.
Steve-O? You old, man. You old. Wow.
Wow.
Ichiro is 40?
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
That is really impressive. What?
Roseanne.
Yeah.
John Goodman.
No.
Roseanne.
Nope.
Sarah Gilbert.
No.
John Kalecki.
Nope.
Supporting character.
No.
The kid.
Yep.
I met him once.
What's his name?
I don't know.
What's the character's name? Come on, imagine her yelling at him.
Samuel.
No, what was his name? I met this kid once.
CJ!
DJ.
Yeah.
DJ.
Michael Fishman. Celebrating a birthday, little DJ.
He was a kid in the 90s.
He was at the state fair for this, like, random thing.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of kids in line to take their picture with him. I just felt so bad.
How old is he?
32.
33.
Matt's been circling, and now he's hit a home run.
Yeah!
Beat the drum.
Anyone here?
Hold the phone. Sun came out today.
Good job.
Hate
is he dancing?
I'm done.
Okay.
Celebration is over.
All right.
Are you?
All right. All right. Another child actor from Jerry Maguire.
Lipnicki.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Jonathan Lipnicki.
Boom.
Celebrating a birthday.
And he's older than you think.
Wait, from what?
From Jerry Maguire, the little kid with the glasses.
Yes. Okay.
And the spiky hair. He was the cutest kid in the world.
Ray.
Oh, man. He taught Tom Cruise how to be a father.
You had me at the low.
You had me. You complete me, Stever. Show me the money.
Oh, Cuba. Yeah.
Okay. Steve-O.
How old's Lipnicki?
23.
Don't even guess, Steve-O. He's 23.
Yeah!
Michael Jordan! I just went Michael Jordan on that! I just jumped from the free
That might have been a half court shot.
Woo! I'm done.
Alrighty.
Much celebration. If you would participate,
I am participating.
You Law and order. Tell me. Law and order.
Which one?
It's not SVU.
Special. Oh.
Law and order. Criminal investigators.
Criminal intent.
That's what it is. God.
Yeah.
I don't watch this.
Okay, you probably won't get it from that then, will you?
No.
Okay, should I give you another hint?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll give you a better hint that you'll probably very much appreciate.
Yes.
Ready?
Jurassic Park.
Is it Ice-T?
I gotta find it.
No, he's in SVU.
Oh.
I've gotta find it. Oh, okay. Here we go.
Yes. Oh, I know this. It's a Unix system. I know this.
Should I jump farther into it?
Please.
Okay.
It is Jurassic Park.
How did he get Jurassic Park from Criminal Intent? Where did that come from?
I applaud you today, sir.
He is in the zone today.
That was impressive.
That was weird.
That was fantastic.
I want to know how you even came to get that.
My mind is an abyss of knowledge.
Okay, so whose birthday is it?
I didn't know there was somebody on.
Oh, okay. I could have played Independence Day.
Is it Jeff Goldblum?
It's Jeff Goldblum's birthday.
Must go faster. Must go faster.
Yep.
Wow. And then he calls the guy and he says, look above you. You'll see a series of pipes surrounded by, or cables, long cables surrounded by pipes. Follow that. Oh, man, I love that movie. I love that movie.
Jurassic World is coming?
They just announced Idris Elba for Jurassic World.
It's not official. It's rumored. Idris Elba!
Who, of course, is Luther.
And Josh Brolin.
Wow.
Yep. Think about it.
So how old do you think Jeff Goldblum is?
Oh, my gosh.
He's actually a pretty funny guy.
He's hilarious. Of course he's hilarious. Okay. You could play this music all day for me.
Well, anything John Williams.
Yeah, but this especially. This is what they're going to play when we go to heaven. For me.
I doubt it. How old is this guy?
Okay, Jeff Goldblum.
Don't be scared.
Don't get scared now. 51.
53.
It just threw you so off. He's 61.
Oh!
You got so excited, it threw you
He's
off.
He's in his 60? He was 10
totally
off.
Is.
If I could have gotten that one, I would have a turkey.
Okay, this is totally going to throw you off, too.
Oh, man.
Okay, get this. This guy back in the 80s started writing for Saturday Night Live. He also wrote for Chris Elliott's Get a Life. Late Night with
Conan O'Brien.
No, Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
The Dennis Miller Show and the Ben Stiller Show. Okay, all of that.
Chris Elliott.
All of that before he went on to have a small part.
Oh, Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who was he in?
Better Call Saul. He is one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
And he's about to have his own show.
I know, and I hope they make it a little more comedic because he's
hilarious.
We can't
say anything.
It's got to be a dramedy.
Don is not done with Breaking Bad yet.
Yes,
and
Bob
she is
Odenkirk.
Listening.
The first time I saw him on Breaking Bad, actually, I was a little thrown off and thinking, oh, man, they did a poor job with that cast choice because
hey, you were
he's
wrong.
Hilarious.
We need to have this theme song on the
Bob
hot keys.
Odenkirk and oh wait, that he's actually amazing. Okay, good
yeah,
job.
He's awesome.
Good job, Saul.
So how old is he?
Man,
42.
No, did you hear the shows that he was a writer for?
Oh, that's true. 46.
You guys remember Get Chris a Life with Chris Elliott?
Yeah, Chris Elliott's Get a Life.
He was a paper boy at 30-something years old living with mom and dad.
And R.E.M. was the theme music. Yeah, I watched that when I was way too young. Good job, Mom, not monitoring my television viewing.
Hey, she's from Silver
Gosh,
City. Give her a break.
Good job. Okay. Let's see.
Bob Odenkirk.
Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
So I'm going to say, what did you say?
I said 46.
Oh, okay. I say 56.
He's 51.
Ah! Whoa! Yeah. Break me off a piece of that fancy feast.
How'd you like those facts?
Yeah, man.
Those are good
That's
facts.
That's pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh!
Huey Lewis!
Michael J. Fox?
Oh, wait a minute. I played the wrong thing.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I played the wrong thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. Christopher Lloyd.
Yep.
Boom!
Is this Taxi?
Yep.
Yeah.
Booyah. Andy Kaufman.
Let me go back to...
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
My name is...
Go back in time, huh? Okay. Go back in time.
There you go.
Hey,
what was Andy Kaufman's character on Taxi? What was his name?
It was
like a Russian name or something.
Yes.
Like Spinko or something.
So it's... Oh, here's the other hint I was going to give you. Ready?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh!
Christopher Lloyd!
Yeah.
1.21 gigawatts!
1.21 gigawatts!
That's really good.
Yeah.
This is pretty good, Christopher Lloyd there, Stever.
Stever. You're the man.
No.
Christopher Lloyd, let's think about it. I say 67.
Yeah, I say he is... I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say 71.
He was in Roger Rabbit, too.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. He's 75.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Don't take money.
All right. Let me see.
Don't need no credit.
Why have we done this for karaoke?
All right. Yeah, let me see. I got to go to the end of the song.
Five Iron covers that song, and it's so good.
All right. So we're to dates.
Oh, man. You win. You won today.
On this date, in what year... Red dye number 4 was banned by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after it was discovered that it caused tumors in the bladders of dogs.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1997.
1976. Okay. All right.
We were on the ball.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
We were.
That was a little Sammy Red.
Yeah.
Okay. On this date in what year? French balloonist André Jacques Garnerin, something like that, made the first parachute descent, landing safely from a height of about 3,000 feet.
Parachute descent. 1924.
1937.
Or 1797.
Yeah, you know.
1797.
We're in the ballpark.
Yeah, you guys would be closer on this one probably. On this date in what year, bank robber Charles Pretty Boy Floyd was shot to death by federal agents at a farm in East Liverpool, Ohio.
Spoiler alert!
He was in Oh Brother, right? Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
No, that was Babyface.
Babyface. Ah!
Pretty Boy Floyd was the one at the beginning of the... Johnny Depp movie that in the orchard got shot.
Public Enemies?
Yeah, Public Enemies. Yeah.
Oh, that movie was so good.
Didn't see it.
Dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I had never seen it, but
actually,
Dawn had seen it.
She was historically, I guess it was pretty good, and costume-wise, it was pretty good, but it wasn't like a... It was more like a documentary than than a dramatic type.
I liked that
so
movie.
So that was the beginning of that movie?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say 19... Yeah, see? Yeah. When did I talk like that?
I say 1947.
Oh, see, was that during the time of war? See,
it could have been. It could have been early. No, I'm retracting my answer.
Yeah, see,
I say 1938.
Oh, 1935. See,
1934.
Ah!
You guys are pretty close.
Dang it.
Johnny Depp, he dyed his hair blonde, and looks terrible.
He looks awful.
Christian.
He looks like the
Bale
guy from
was
who
the
from
yeah
was
Christian
the
Bale was
G-Man.
The other guy.
Yeah.
It was so... That movie was really good.
So today...
Never saw it. You gotta watch it.
...is Caps Lock Day.
Oh.
So if you want to yell at everyone on your tweets...
Yep.
Here, let
hit
me
hit the
post
Caps
something.
Lock.
It's Caps Lock Day!
It's International Stuttering Awareness Day.
Okay.
Had to be very careful there.
Yeah.
Medical Assistance Recognition Day. It's Smart is Cool Day. Being smart is the coolest.
Yep. It's the coolest.
Matt knew where I was going with that.
Unless
peeing your pants is cool. If peeing your pants is cool, then I'm Miles Davis.
National Nut Day as well, and that is all.
Oh, yeah. We're a couple of nuts on this session.
Perfect. Sets it up perfect for us.
We got to take a quick break. It is Tuesday. New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. You guys are going to get mad at us today.
We're going to talk about this coming up, actually. We got a really nice email.
We did, actually.
A really kind, really thought-provoking email. So we're going to talk a little bit about music coming up.
Yes, we are.
Also preparing for New Music Tuesday, where, got a big one today.
We think people are going to be
stoked.
At least a little upset.
Yeah, we'll find out. Who knows?
It's
Team Austin Morning Party.
No!
Static. It would help if it wasn't in mute. Sorry. Team Austin Morning Party, welcome to it.
We got a special guest here in the studio.
Steve-O, Mateo, and joining us in studio, Carla Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah?
I got a little applause.
Yeah.
I love how it's a open crowd here. It's a live studio.
It is.
Imagine that if there was like a crowd watching you guys every morning.
No.
Like an audience.
There is.
What?
Oh, yeah. With the
We're on the webcam.
They're on the internet.
So, you know.
Maybe I'll spy on you guys when I go back to my
desk.
You
should. We love spies.
So we got Caleb from the Mix Game Room and Skate Park in studio. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Good. Glad to be here this morning. A little chilly.
It is chilly.
Little chilly.
It's so cold outside right now.
Yeah. It's getting to that time of year where it's... This is the time of year where I'm like, man, I wish we had an indoor park.
Yeah.
Skate park, but...
I could see that.
We still skate hard, though. I mean, there's been, like... 5 years, there's been some snows, and kids will get out there with their shovel and, like, make a little line. Kids are hardcore.
Kids are hardcore.
Yeah, if you're not hardcore...
You're just not hardcore.
I'm trying so hard! Okay.
We gotta take a quick peek at
traffic. I'm sorry. I'm thrown off right now. I'll catch you up to speed in un momento, por favor.
Hello, everyone. It's time for your jolly good look at traffic, eh?
Sorry about that. There's all the construction going on at the interchange, 25 and Paseo. Tons of construction. There are lanes closed. Just don't drive fast around it. That's key to victory.
Yep.
We also have an accident. Boop. Hunter Boulevard South at I-40. This happened at about 6:45, so not that long ago. It looks like traffic's still going smooth around it, but you never know. So, be careful out there.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And as I mentioned, Mixed Game Room Skate Park.
Yeah.
Caleb.
Came here to let the people know.
Let the people know.
Tell them about it.
Let the people know.
What are you letting them know?
Mainly about Skate Ministry and that we're actually here for them.
Yeah.
We do Skate Ministry every Tuesday, and it's a rocking good time. We open up at 5 p.m. Bible study starts at 7. Goes for about 45 minutes, an hour, and then we skate and hang out afterwards. This is a really cool ministry to check out and be involved in and just be a part of it.
Dude, it's amazing what you guys are doing right now.
Skate and be happy.
Yeah. And you guys kick it. Video games, pool tables.
Yep.
If you're not into actually skating and shattering body parts.
Yeah.
Because it's so cold outside, even if you don't break anything, you feel like you are.
I think it might be chilly tonight.
Yeah.
I got to pull out my winter jacket, my scarves, my beanie. Even gloves would help tremendously.
Gloves are so necessary out here.
Yeah.
Very
necessary.
Can I wear my full snowboard gear? And kick it in that?
Yeah.
No!
You totally could.
No! Come on!
I say do it.
Do it.
Rock it. Actually, I'm stoked for snowboarding this year on that subject. I can't wait to get out and ride.
Will you guys teach me how to snowboard?
Yes. He's never done this.
If you guys will teach me how to snowboard, I'll teach you how to Dougie.
Yeah.
It's a dance.
I was going to say, I don't know what Dougie is. I don't either.
It's a popular dance about 6 years ago. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
No.
Dang.
I'm not teaching you how to do that. I don't know how to do that. I can't dance. Look at me.
Actually, you kind of look like you could dance.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So,
watch this move.
Work it.
No. Skate Ministry every single Tuesday at the Mixed Game Room and Skate Park. I'm so thrown off, and I'm gonna have to tell you now.
Tell me about it.
So, here's the deal. Our producer,
Steven.
He's the man.
Mr. Ryman.
What do you
we came up with a game. Because Caleb's got, like, the skate lingo down.
Oh, yes!
And there's been this list that I've just been, like, so distracted I can't even focus right now trying to talk to you, but not. Because I'm so focused in on your words. Because there's a list of words that you say regularly.
We've been tracking you, bro.
What?
Yeah, we just listen to everything you say, write it down, use it against you later.
The entirety of this interview was going to be me trying to track them and hitting a sound effect every time you said one. You haven't said a single one this whole interview!
Hey, wait, no, okay. Keep going. Just
what were you
talk.
Saying, bro? Is bro one of
Seaver.
Them?
Seaver.
Hey, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
Okay, say, Caleb, just describe to the listeners how last week's skate church went.
There you go.
Start from the beginning and go through the evening, and we'll just listen.
I'm just going to track you. I'll hit you there on you the shoulder when
okay.
it's
okay.
And Caleb,
okay,
be yourself.
I know. I'm definitely going to try to my hardest to be myself. Most
okay,
definitely.
So now, in all seriousness, because there's parents listening thinking, you know, maybe my kid should be at skate church.
So you want me to break down the skate church?
Or that's
skate
close enough, Steve-O.
That's close enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. We got one.
I'll break it down. It was pretty epic for sure. Every Tuesday is one of the sickest nights that we have. We just, it's open to anybody to come and chill and just hang out and be real. So we're down with that. And the coolest part is that it opens up at 5, which means we get to just kick it and chill for a couple hours and just be hanging out and skating and playing video games and pool. I really love playing pool. I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah?
It's pretty sick.
Yeah!
Actually. Good. And the way that it flows, just so everybody knows, is right around 7, we call in all the kids or who's ever there, and it's just a small Bible study.
Yeah.
I think last week we might have had like 12 kids, 10 or 12 kids, and it seems small. But then on the other hand, it was intimate, and we got in discussion, we worshiped God, and actually we watched a really cool video, My Hope America. So that was...
My Hope America, that was sick. One of the words. I'm just kidding, I just wanted to do it.
He said sick.
Oh, he said sick. Okay.
And then, you know, we talked about it for a minute, and, you know, I really challenged them to check their faith, you know, it's a real deal, and if they had any questions...
Check it, right? Was check it on that
it
list?
Should be.
And then we actually skated, and it wasn't bad weather. It was really nice, and that's what I'm hoping.
Come on, how was the
for
weather?
Tonight. It was pretty legit. For sure. It wasn't too bad. So that's skate ministry in a nutshell. And my challenge to anybody listening, parent or child, like, come check it out. I mean, you don't have to go to Calvary. You don't even have to skate. Just come and be a part of it. It's fun, and get involved and meet some new friends. And
boom!
Hang out. Caleb. Bam. Chill, cool, relax, sick, legit.
Good job, you. Proud of you.
I'm going to kick it.
Fully.
I'm going to keep it real.
Hey, fully, bro.
Fully, bro.
Fully.
We're going to chill, fully. Bro. Fully.
It's fully legit, cool,
we love
real.
You, Caleb.
We're trying to be cool and popular.
Someone give him a hug.
Dude, that break was epic. Just wanted to break out your chill lingo fully.
Because
it's totally cool. So I want to kick it. Dang. It's legit, yo.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding, bro.
That's how it is whenever somebody lands a trick. It's like, dang, bro.
I know.
So sick.
You would have gotten a double for that one. That was like a double. I was trying so hard, and I'm like, people are going to think I'm like not paying attention because I'm not facilitating any conversation.
Well, the funny thing is,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is you went into Stever, Mr. Ryman's little office, and shut the door. I was like, and then you came out all serious, and I was like, oh man, I might be in trouble.
No. anytime that happens, I automatically assume I've done something.
He always comes out to me right after, like, hey, are we good? Am I cool?
Yeah, like, what did I do?
What
this
did
time?
I do?
I felt like that for
something?
A second. And I was like, oh, and then you gave me a hug, and you're like, hey, what's up, man? I was like, okay, it's all good.
I was so distracted because he's like, take this list in there, but don't let him see the list. Don't let him. So I'm like, how am I going to? I'm just going to tidy up a little bit in here. I'm going to hide this list so Matt sees it. Matt, see what I'm doing.
What is this?
But it didn't work. So.
But actually, that's true. Like, if you go in there, it often is a whole different language.
Yeah.
I mean, just dealing with kids is a different language. Youth, I mean, middle school, high school, they're like barely learning how to talk at that point.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like,
fully.
So So, no, it's a fun time. And then we're also open Thursday nights and Friday nights, 3 to 9. Fridays we stay open an extra hour till 10, and Saturdays are 10 to 6. And that's anybody could come and check it out and, you know,
yeah,
just hang out. So, you know, one of the best words that I don't know if I said is gnarly.
Yeah.
Josh Edwards, who is a skater.
And, there you go. You just got a text like,
yeah.
Say gnarly!
gnarly, bro!
Gnarly!
Keeping it.
That's the word, Stever.
Keeping it real.
Hey.
You guys are pretty gnarly, actually.
Thanks, bro. Caleb, what did you think of our list?
I didn't see it yet.
Let's see. There you go.
They're handing it over.
Yeah. That's Stever's list. He made that list. I had nothing to
do with it. I added some. This week I added Real Deal, Sick, Stoked, Rockin', and Hardcore.
Boom.
And Hardcore. Nice.
Hardcore.
I like it. Skateboard slang.
Yeah, that's what he gave me. I'm like,
skateboard slang to keep you cool with the kids.
Skateboard slang.
Dang. No, that's actually a really legit
Dang,
list.
Hey, you said legit.
Yeah,
I'm
so,
not going to do that.
I mean, the mix
time.
Is there. And actually, we got something epic coming up November 11th, 2013.
Uh-huh.
11-12-13. And it's
going to
be
Black
epic.
Blackout!
Yep. Oh, so, is this the thing you've been talking about?
Yeah, it's
so
slowly
we can talk
coming
about
out.
It now?
Yeah, we can. We can talk about it. The printed promo ain't out, but November 12th, it's a Tuesday night, November 12th, 13th, 11, 12, 13, if you can remember that.
It's a big deal.
There's
going
to be a huge epic event at the Mix.
Huge
and we
epic.
Just want everybody to come out. There's going to be food, vendors, you know, prizes. There's going to be skateboarding, of course, but also there's going to be a lot more. So we're looking forward to that. That's our next big event of the year.
Beautiful.
And we really want Static to be a part of it.
Of course.
We'll have to talk a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, we will.
So that's what
For
we got
Blackout.
Going on, man. I love coming in early. This is the one day of the week where I literally have to wake up really early. Mm. And I set my alarm like literally 12 rings. Like
you literally had to wake up early, literally.
Literally.
You literally just literally.
Let me just tell you, if you know anything about skateboarding, we don't do mornings.
Right.
Like, at all. You know what I mean? Ever. Early is like noon.
If you were a surfer, that would be different.
Yeah, that
right.
would be actually.
If you were a surfer, you'd be up, man.
At like 5 a.m. Yeah. on the water at like 5:30. Yeah.
Truth.
But. We just don't do mornings. We skate in the afternoons and stay up all night and party and have
Which
fun.
Is what we're doing 11, 12, 13.
Yes, 11, 12, 13. And you can check our website, themixabq.org, or facebook.com/mixabq.
Okay.
Both of those will have info coming through shortly, but also all our regular info, our hours, our phone number, our how to contact us if you have questions, how to find us, location.
Yeah.
All the activities. I mean, we do skate ministry every week. Girls only is once a month, which I think is coming up next month. Or no, this week. Yeah, this week.
You do girls only once a month?
Once a month, yeah. Currently.
This
I wish,
is perfect.
Dang, you're like dissing me, but it's...
I'm not dissing you at all!
Yeah, well, girls only is once a month, and it's
okay.
an epic night where literally...
Literally.
Literally. All the boys. Except for me.
That
I have
needs to
be
go
there.
On the list.
Yeah,
literally.
I say that a lot.
Literally.
Wow.
You can help me too. We're growing you in,
no!
in language and knowledge.
Right.
Bruh.
Hey, bro.
But that's
I say bro
months.
All the
hey,
time.
Bro.
Are you kidding me?
I know. Well, that's my crutch.
Hey, bro.
I was waiting because this morning you came and I'm like, did somebody tell him? Are Matt and Caleb in on something? Like, do they know? Because he's being very articulate and he hasn't said one single slang word
he
this morning.
He actually sounds smart.
Did he just... You didn't wake up early enough. That's it.
You know
All
what
right,
I think
so
it is?
So early that
I,
you just...
That
Your
I
brain hasn't hit skate mode.
Didn't drink my coffee. I left my coffee on my counter. That was probably
me.
A big part
he
of
left
it.
His coffee
wow.
at home.
I've so you had no coffee, so you were just slow going, so it was like very base. Like,
yeah.
So then here we come
so this
in
morning
from
we
Sopo
are
walking with our coffee like, yeah!
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about!
Know what I'm saying?
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to it.
Good morning, everyone. I'm enjoying a nice little cup of oatmeal. I got a coffee over here. Went over to Sopo. It was nice. It's a brisk morning. It's brisk outside.
It is quite brisk. Make sure you grab a jacket. Man, it is fall.
It is fall. Hey, listen. We are going to be interviewing Mr. Matthew Hoops from
Guitar
Reliant
player.
K.
Yeah.
Original member. He's been with the band forever.
Yeah.
He's one of the Mats. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to him about Reliant K. We're going to talk about him being a producer and recording on Mike Maines and the Branch's new record, which we're going to premiere a new song from today.
Yes! I'm really excited about this. Hoops is... Yeah. He was my first live interview.
Dude, you need. We need to talk about this.
So, I've never told him this, though. I was nervous because Ethan, he was with OC Supertones at the time. Ethan Luck.
So this is way...
Way back. C-Spot Rock. This was my first live remote, first live interview type thing. And Ethan came up, and so I was like, hey, this is my friend, so this is going to be easy to do an interview with. And he came with a friend. Well, I was new to, like, the Christian music scene, so I was like, oh, cool, this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a buddy of mine. He's from Reliant K. But no one ever introduced me to him.
Oh.
It was, like, assumed that I was supposed to know who he was.
Yeah.
And so he came up and started talking, and I'm pretty sure that's where my usage of dude kicked in.
Oh,
dude. Because I was immediately like, yes, we are here with the dude from Reliant K. Ethan!
That's where it came
from. Dude!
And
dude.
This guy!
Dude.
Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters over here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so if you have questions for Matt Hoops, post them on our Facebook.
Yeah. We'll facilitate those questions because I'll tell you what. First interviews. It was amazing. Cool, man. So, and I was like dumbfounded at how I didn't, and I didn't want to just be like, so who are you? You know?
No, what you do in that situation, wouldn't you just say, all right, so this is Steve-O from blah, blah, blah. I'm going to pass the mic around. You tell us who you are and a little bit about what you do.
Hey, boom! Look at that. That's why you're in radio.
Handled.
Gosh, you're a pro.
Handled.
You're a pro.
That's what happens when you work at a church in college and there's too many kids there to remember their names.
This was like 11 years ago. So actually what I've done since then, now if artists are listening right now and I've done this to them, they're going to know. But
no.
I've gone, hey, Steve-O here. All right, with me, name and occupation. Boom.
Hey, I am so-and-so. I'm the drummer in this band.
Right. Okay, drummer.
Gotcha,
ask drummer questions.
Now, the problem is, when we were in Waverly, we used to, on purpose, make the person guess what we did.
Oh, man!
Like, well, my name is so-and-so, but you guess what I play in the band. And they'd go, are you the singer? And I was like, nope.
Keep guessing.
Keep going. And they would always point at either Dave or Coon and say, drummer.
You would do harmonies.
Nah.
Like, you kind of sang.
Not that great, though.
Yeah, I know. Seth did really well on those.
Seth is the man.
Yeah, he is.
Love you, Seth. I wish you would listen to this show.
So coming up, we're going to be talking with Hoops from Reliant K about upcoming tour with Motion City Soundtrack.
Yeah, and another band called Driver Friendly.
Yeah.
I was checking out yesterday, and they sounded pretty good.
Yeah, we're also going to be talking about his work on Mike Maines and the Branch's new record. We're going to premiere a song from that. I'm pretty excited. It's going to be good.
It's going to be good,
yeah. And, of course, New Music Tuesday. Speaking of New Music Tuesday, we premiere a lot of new songs. We're going to be premiering a few new Culture Shocks this morning. And we would love your locals stuff. Locals rule here at Static Radio. In fact, Faith and Foxhole's on the way back. But if you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, all you got to do is get to our website, mystaticradio.com.
Go to our website.
You can submit an MP3 there. You can give us a band bio. You can give us photos. We need something new from Coonmatic. We haven't gotten that new hologram. But we love to play your local stuff. So all you got to do is hit us up.
We haven't gotten anything today.
I know. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. We did get an email that I'm still not sure.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. We will definitely have to get to that email from Meg. I almost just wanted to get her on the phone somehow because she made some interesting points that were pretty good.
Yeah.
But we'll have to talk about that coming up.
All right.
Quick break. Faith and Foxholes. We've got some Lighthouse and the Whaler. And, of course, on the way, it is New Music Tuesday.
Woo.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Woo!
Welcome, loyal listener.
It is New Music Tuesday.
Tuesday. Which ones we shall keep?
If you don't know what New Music Tuesday is, we basically are going through a list of the brand new jams we've received, and you get to judge their artistic creativity because that seems to happen a lot anyways.
Ah!
Now we're giving you a platform where it's okay to say really awful things about artists.
Yay!
You're welcome!
It's what you've always wanted.
We're actually going to be talking with an artist this morning.
Yep.
I'm pretty stoked. Guitar player. If you would like to get questions in for Mr. Matthew Hoops.
Matt Hoops.
From Reliant K. We'll be talking to him in just a few about his time with Mike Maines and the Branches.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the tour with Reliant K coming very, very soon. Dude, we got a lot of stuff to get to today. I'm excited. I got amped. We got a great email from a listener named Meg who talked about Culture Shock and some of the things we're doing around here. And I always love having conversations like the methods and the whys behind music we play. We actually had a chance to sit down with Duncan, the drummer from the Newsboys.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible interview.
We'll air it, what, next week or something?
Yeah, we've got Winter Jam Wednesdays.
Winter Jam Wednesday is tomorrow.
Wednesday. Leading up to Winter Jam, which is coming up November 21st in Rio Rancho, and we've already had a chance to sit down with Plum, with Jason from Building 429, with Duncan from the Newsboys, and some fantastic interviews. Every single one of them. I gotta be honest, I went into it like... Skyhook, Your Love, Static Radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. That one is getting a pretty positive response.
Yes.
A couple of people fell asleep.
Oh.
But I think that's probably what happens whenever we play worship music. A couple people fall asleep because they're so comforted by the beauteous sound.
Ah, nicely done.
Beauteous.
Okay. So do we need to wake them up now or?
Let's wake them up a little bit.
Okay. Just a little bit though. Yeah, not all the way.
But anyway, positive response for Skyhook. All right.
I like that. I need to get this one.
It's definitely going to be rocking in the prelude.
There you go. That's cool.
And we'll put it probably in one of our rotations here.
I like that.
Station.
That's good. I love it. I definitely don't mind awesome. The trend is like good worship music right now, and I'm pretty okay with that.
Yeah. I like the programming in the background.
Coming up, we got some new music from Pearl Jam.
What?
As well as another Culture Shock that I'm really excited to open the phone lines about.
Yeah, we want to hear what you think.
Yeah, but first, we've got a brand new track. Cody sent you this.
Well, what happened was I asked Cody from the wedding. I said, Cody, we have been playing The End or whatever. What In The End for too long.
Yeah.
All summer. We need to play another The Wedding song.
Yeah.
And I guess the album's probably out of its, like, rotation cycle at Tiffany or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, can we play Young and Dangerous? Because I love that song.
Yeah.
And so he's like, let me talk to management. That was about a month ago. Maybe not a month. Maybe I'm exaggerating. At least a couple weeks.
Okay.
And so yesterday I got a text and he said, just add it. I've tried to get in touch with management. Nobody would get back, so I made an executive decision.
Boom! So there it is.
This is Young and Dangerous from The Wedding.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it.
Executive decision. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. The Wedding, Young and Dangerous, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Sivo, Mateo, hey. And New Music Tuesday.
New Music Tuesday. On the phone, we have a guest.
that's the introduction?
That's your intro, Mr. Right. Hoops.
On the phone, Matt Hoops, guitar player, Reliant K. And, dude, have I told you this before? Have I told you that you were my first ever live interview? Did you know this?
Like I was?
Yes.
Like me?
You were my
first
ever live interview. It was like 11 years ago, maybe 10. It was when you guys were doing C-Spot Rock with, you guys were opening up back then. It was like Sanctus Real, Pillar, Supertones,
yep.
John Rubin. And Ethan, who is a friend of mine, brought
yep.
you over to me to do a live interview in front of the then M88 van.
Yes,
first
I remember that day now.
Interview.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Dude, you were my first interview, and I totally bailed and screwed everything up by not remembering your name. That was the
worst.
I
didn't care.
That's funny.
Yeah, I think that thus began the, I'm just going to call everybody dude.
Yeah. And now he says dude all the time.
Now I say dude all the time, and it's because of you. So thank you, Hoops. You're the man.
There you go. You're welcome. Yeah, anytime.
All right, number one question. How is Nashville? I bet it's awesome right now.
Oh, yeah, it's rainy and cold, and it's good. It feels like fall. I like it.
Yeah. Matt Hoops lives in one of the coolest parts of town over in Nashville.
East Nasty.
He's got, like, all the cool spots are, like, right outside his window.
You could, like, walk to cool places.
Yeah.
Or go stalk random cool people.
It's pretty
great.
We're talking to a good dude right here.
Yeah, we are. So,
I know we want to talk. We want to talk Mike Maines and the Branches, obviously, because you had a hand in the production of this amazing record. But before we get to that, can we talk a little bit about Reliant K? Maybe, I don't know, just maybe.
If you want to, I mean, yeah, we're still doing that whole thing.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I don't mind talking about it.
So you just went? Did you guys just go to Canada, or is that coming up?
Yeah, we just went to Canada. We got over the weekend, last weekend. So
nice.
It was fun. Yeah.
Awesome.
You had fly dates to Canada?
Oh yeah.
Ugh. Dude, this guy goes all around the world.
I thought maybe it was like a little mini tour or something like that, but over the weekend, that's some serious travel.
Man. Well, it was just one show. It wasn't too bad. The weekend before, we had to go to the Philippines, so that was a little bit farther.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we had a club out in the Philippines.
Yeah, we went to the gas station yesterday.
Took us longer to fly there and back, you know, than we were actually in the Philippines.
Yeah,
but
Steve-O had an interesting weekend last weekend.
Yeah, we were
House
in
of Heroes played in Nashville, well, in Clarksville, you know, and Steve-O was
Oh, yeah. I saw some pictures of you guys hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Steve-O was the MC, and poor guy had terrible travel mishaps.
I normally don't have terrible travel mishaps. It's usually easy, mostly because I'm just carrying one carry-on. I don't have a guitar or anything I need to lug around with me, so it's easy. I got stuck overnight at DFW. The now bane of my existence. So you got to write a song about DFW and, more importantly, Patriotic Airlines, also known as America. That's all I need. I never even complained to them. So it would just mean more if you maybe wrote a song about their amazing customer service. Yeah.
Stranded. I think that would be like a hot seller, because a lot of people can relate to that.
Dude,
it's very relatable.
For real. Be one of those really deep songs where you're like stranded in a foreign land and everybody's like, what's that about? And you're like, that's about an experience with a friend of mine who got trapped at DFW. Billion records sold. Like, seriously. I'm just saying.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the tip.
All right, so check it out. You, Mr. Hoops, are a producer on the new record from Mike Maines and the Branches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. We've played Mike Maines around here for a while now, since the iteration of Static anyways. Last couple of years,
awesome.
he's had some great hits and been part of other people's records as well that we've added songs, I think specifically because he was in it.
Yep.
He's a rad dude. So, new record. Let's talk about this process. How did you guys get hooked up in the first place?
Well, Mike was actually the first band that I tried to sign to Mono vs. Stereo Records, and I just hit him up. I heard his first record, and I hit him up, and I was like, I was really impressed by his songwriting, his voice, just like the whole deal. And when I hit him up and met up with him in Michigan, where he lives, and we just like immediately like hit it off. We were like, just had a ton in common. We started talking about everything, about life. And, you know, it was like we were even talking about, you know, stuff that we were going through as people and, you know, just didn't even really talk about the business end of it that much. And, you know, a couple months later, the business end of it didn't really end up working out. And then when Mike was ready to make this record, he called me up and he was like, hey, I don't have a guitar player. Do you want to play guitar on this record? And I was like, yeah, definitely. I'd love to, like, hear where things are at. So I played guitar on it, and then ended up producing it as well. So
it was
a cool thing to like really be like in that process with Mike. And in a lot of ways, I feel like I do a lot of the same things that I do in Reliant K, you know, with Matt, as far as like taking a song and like just finishing it and figuring out what the guitar should do, what the drums should do, but even in a more overseeing way than I've ever done with that. Just in that I was actually producing it. I was actually like recording his vocal and, you know, like making sure that everything sounded awesome. So
that was
cool to have that responsibility and a good experience.
It was cool for me to get to see Matt Hoops in producer mode, because Matt filled in on guitar for us when Eric couldn't play.
Yeah.
And so he was like, guys, help me listen to this mix and see what you think. And so we got to kind of see a little bit more of the creative process.
Yeah.
And the finals sound awesome.
And so, thanks.
Yeah, dude, it's like, yes, because Mike's voice is so unique, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it's like a featured thing in all of the tracks, and I love that. I think that really brings out, like, the originality At the same time, the accessibility, because his voice is so unique, but it's not, like, grating.
Right.
You know, it's not like one of those voices you hear where you're like, no, that's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
So is that something you wanted to... Go ahead.
Something that really hit me also, like, on his first record was I was like, man, there's this 20-year-old kid out there that's writing songs that, like, make me feel something. You know, he's, right, like, writing songs that, like, I think are important lyrically. And that just doesn't happen every day, you know. Yeah. It's a very rare thing, and I think he's got just a ton more songs in him. I really believe in him.
That's cool.
And we're gonna make the next record together, one way or another. So,
wow.
You know,
that's awesome.
So I told him last week. He was like, "What do you want to do on the next record?" And I was like, "Well, I'd like to just play guitar on it, and we'll get Brendan O'Brien to produce it." So
there you go.
He was like, "Deal."
Yes, that's incredible, man. That's amazing. I just got totally sidetracked, and like, I think I'm just gonna lie down. He's 20 years old.
Oh no! When he wrote the song for their first record,
I'm like, I have done nothing with my life. I'm gonna go lie down now.
So that record came out, you know, a couple years ago.
Yeah, he's at least 23 now. Okay, cool.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Cool, I'm still going to go lie down.
Okay, and you guys had a guest drummer on the record, too. Now, did he do all of the tracks, or was that just a few of them?
Yeah, we ended up redoing every single track on the drums.
Wow.
We were originally just going to do four.
Yeah.
And then just felt like it sounded so good, and it just felt so good. but, yeah, it was just my friend Zach Farrow. He used to play in the band Paramore.
Yep.
You might have heard of them. he was over at my house. He was actually filling in for Roland K for a few shows. Uh-huh. And was over at my house and was like, hey, man, what have you been producing? And I, like, played him some of the Mike Mains just, like, off of my computer. And he was like, this is really cool. He was like, I would have done something like this on the drums. And I had a drum set set up right there in my house. And I was like, that's amazing. I was like, can you record that? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, when can you do it? And he was like, tomorrow? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
So,
that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, we just did the entire record. We just kind of kept going, okay, let's try the next song. And we just kind of talked through everything. And it was just a really natural process. I mean, he's just such a talent, so...
So
it was cool to be able to work with them.
Yeah,
you have. It seems like you've been working more and more at home or in the studio or going out on the road with. You know, you filled in with House of Heroes. You've been doing, of course, Reliant K. What do you prefer? Like, if you had your choice, would you rather stay at home and get to produce and that aspect of putting records together, or you know, obviously Reliant K. You guys coming to Albuquerque soon? Going on, have another tour coming up. What is your forte? What would you rather be?
Well, I think it kind of just changes, and there's good things about everything. I try to be grateful for the opportunities I have, you know, and the opportunity to be able to work in music and work with people that I love and believe in, you know, as far as our band and as far as Mike Mains and, you know, other projects I've worked on in the studio. And I just try to take it as, you know, there are things to be that you can get excited about, whether it's in the studio or on the road. I definitely feel as I'm getting older, and I've done this more, I definitely really value my time at home, especially as a dad. And that is something that we balance in the band for sure, is, you know, making sure that I can be home enough that I can be a good dad. And just actually just being there is like the main part of that. So, you know, we try to not tour as rigorously as we did in the past. And, you know, I'm thankful for being able to do some recording projects right now. You know, we'll kind of see where it goes.
Yeah. That's cool. So is that, obviously, you know, time off, it seems more and more you're busier and busier in Nashville doing more and more. I was going to ask what's next, but it seems like this production aspect is kind of taken over when you actually get to be at home. Do you think that's something that you're going to dive into more regularly?
I hope so. Honestly, I really enjoy doing it, and I have a couple friends I really enjoy working with, and, you know, there's just been some things funneling through that I've gotten the opportunity to work with, and I don't know, it's just been a lot of fun for now, but I think really the next plan that we talked about is to try to get in the studio and start doing a Reliant K record.
Yes!
So.
That's awesome. I was going to ask you about that. Do you think it's going to sound... Now, this record came out. It's kind of a polarizing record. You had a big fan base that totally embraced it. And they were like, no, this is Reliant K. I don't care. I love it.
Yeah.
And then you have the other side of the coin where they're like, no! I hate this! This isn't my Reliant K! So what do you think the next record is going to kind of... Which vein will it be in?
I think it'll be a new direction completely.
Awesome.
It's hard to tell exactly, but from just like our plan as of right now is to just kind of do it as, you know, as honestly and just naturally as we can do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Matt and I want to just start all the song ideas, and we still haven't figured out, like, how we're going to actually record it or produce it, but we're just trying to get enough songs ready and... you know, wait until we feel like we have enough songs that we feel great about.
Yeah, awesome. That's great.
On the phone, Matt Hoops from Reliant K talking about, possible new Reliant K here in the future.
A little sneak peek.
A little sneak peek. And, of course, Mike Maines and the Branch's new record out that you had your hand in, which is pretty rad. And Reliant K on tour.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hang
Exciting.
Out. We're actually...
Yeah, we'll be down... than the ABQ to hang out for sure.
Yeah, dude, it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. We're actually premiering a new song from Motion City Soundtrack this morning for New Music Tuesday as well. A band going out on the road with you. So, okay, you guys have done some amazing tours over the years. Of all the bands and all the time that you've spent on the road, do you have that one that you're like, dude, this was my favorite band experience. This was the best band we've ever been on the road with.
Wow.
I feel like I can answer for Matt.
Shut up.
When I say his favorite tour.
Why don't you give it a go there?
Yeah, I feel like his favorite tour was last summer when Reliant K, Hello Goodbye, House of Heroes, and William Beckett toured, and I was on bass, changing the face of
it
the planet.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Man, you just stole his answer. I was.
I know he was
going to
give me the real
like, good answer.
All right, I'm sorry. You answer for real. I'll keep living in my dream over here in the corner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We still talk about that tour, and we talk about how awesome it was, just like the camaraderie, and everyone was just so chill and just happy to be there, and that's honestly the most important thing to me. I was talking to my friend that's in a band last night, and I was just talking to him about, like, how it's so important to, like, every aspect of people that you surround yourself with, whether it's, like, someone playing drums with you or someone selling T-shirts for you or being your manager. It's, like, so important to, like, have this, like, positive and, like, good energy going, like, more so than even having the best drummer or the best, you know, merch seller. And so, you know, I just think about that tour and just, like, for whatever reason, everyone was just cool with each other. There was no, like, ego or animosity or just, you know, sometimes these weird things can just kind of creep up in tours, and that was just a really awesome time.
Yeah,
you know?
that was fun.
I'm so glad you said it that way because the follow-up is this.
Oh, man.
Oh, good.
Creeped out moment, worst experience. You don't even have to say names or bands if you don't want to, but it's always more fun when you do. Do you have that one time? Because, you know, when you're sitting around, like, the fire pit at somebody's house, kicking it, going, dude, no, this experience, this was the worst tour experience of my life. What was that moment for you?
That is a really hard question.
Because there have been so many, or you just don't want to?
No, it honestly, it doesn't really come to mind. We've had mostly good tours.
Cool.
Man, it's a really tough one.
That's a
good... We've had mostly really great tours.
That's good. Love keeps no record of wrongdoing. Jesus, Juke! I just totally... That's good, Hoops. You always have had that, like, super positive, like, yeah, man, this is cool mentality anyway, so it's good that even if there were those, maybe you just can't think of them.
No, I don't know. I mean, honestly, if you had asked me what's the worst tour you've ever been on, and it wasn't even the people, because the people were awesome, but we toured with, like, Hawthorne Heights, Emery... and this other band, The Sleeping. It was a long time ago, but that tour, it just didn't fit. Like, it didn't do well. it was really, like, kind of just odd. Like, the vibe was odd. And yeah. The weird thing is, like, we're really good friends with all those bands, like, super cool people. It just, like, wasn't the right thing. I'm not sure whatever that is, so.
Interesting.
Now, when bands start out, you know, usually you get put on a tour because of a label or because, you know, management or somebody is sticking you with someone. Was there ever a time where you were put on a tour or somebody approached you about a tour and you guys were like, yeah, no, I'm good. This just doesn't fit. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, we've definitely been hit up by, like, the Newsboys or, you know, and it's like, man, you know, that's totally cool what they do, but we're just like, it's just not the right deal.
Doesn't fit, doesn't make sense.
We get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no Pearl Jam? Pearl Jam hasn't hit you up yet?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they going to hit you up soon?
This guy is so stoked about their new record.
We're gonna do some stuff.
Okay,
so.
Good. There you go. That's cool. Good. Speaking of Pearl Jam, we got new Pearl Jam on the way. We got new Scott Stapp on the way.
Look out!
I know. Hoops for you. This band, Mark Tremonti. More importantly, I know. You know, their guitar player from Creed, really instrumental in your life. I can't say it without giggling. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Actually, Matt did play the Mark Tremonti signature PRS for a while.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
That's beautiful.
And that is amazing. He put a big Queen sticker on it, and then that fell off, and then he put a Tears for Fears sticker on it.
There you go.
I don't know. Go figure.
That dude's a joker.
Yeah, I know. We got to get to Mike.
He just doesn't take himself seriously.
Yeah,
so
that's
Scott.
Great.
Scott Stapp came to our show one time though.
What?
Stop it right now.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
This is incredible. I'm learning so much.
Now, did you talk to him?
No, we never talked to him. We were opening, it was like a festival, technically, but we were playing, it wasn't many bands, it was like only three or four bands. And I think he had come to see Toby Mac, who was playing after us.
Wow.
And, but yeah, he was, like, we were playing, and you just, like, look to the left, in the front row, sitting right there, is freaking Scott Stapp and his family. And we'd known about it, because, like, he had met with Toby before the show, and we had known about it, and we were like, we got to play a Creed song. We got to do
right.
it. So we were, like, learning it backstage. And I, like, kept looking over at Matt during the show, like, are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? And he was, like, he just kept being, like, no. He was like, I got up there, and Scott Stapp was right across from me, and I just couldn't do it.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
So on that, final question before we get to, we got listener lightning round. We got to get to this Mike Maines, but you guys put out the K is for Karaoke. Was there a song in particular for you that was like, we have to do this song that for some reason or another just didn't make the cut? Is there a cover song that you need to do that you haven't done yet?
Wow. I always think of those, and then they always kind of slip my mind, you know? It's like when you're...
at the karaoke bar, and you're like, oh, I
exactly.
had a list!
Exactly. It's like, yep. I got
There's
one, yeah. I don't know. There's definitely some more that we want to do, for sure.
Okay. If you guys would cover St. Elmo's Fire...
Oh, wow!
It would change the world.
My.
Yeah, it very well could. It very well could.
Oh, my. Actually, what we are talking about doing on this Motion City run is... doing like 80s or 90s actually TV like sitcom like medley.
Yes.
So we're talking about doing like Full House, Family Matters, and maybe one other. I don't know if you guys want to pick it.
Let's see.
Man.
from the
step by step.
From the 90s.
It's just got to be a theme song of a show of a sitcom that people would know.
Here's
so,
the deal. Yesterday, you know, we do birthdays every day, and yesterday was Kirk Cameron's birthday, and the theme song hit for Growing Pains, and somehow, even though I hadn't heard it since I was like 8 years old. Me and Matt knew every single word to the song. That was the jam.
Growing
I'm
Pains.
Just saying.
That could be a contender.
That very well
Growing
could
Pains,
be.
Growing Pains, yeah. We've actually, and I'm saying, like, we want to do one song with, like, three of them kind of all mashed together, because we've actually done all of those. We've done
really?
Growing Pains. We've done Full House. But we'll do, like, the full version. So now we're trying to, like, kind of smash them into one song and make it just, like, this really exciting, nostalgic, weird thing that we're gonna do. So
awesome, dude, that is amazing. Well, 90s, you could, I mean, it was late mid-late 90s. I was thinking Friends. That's the biggest.
Oh, you could do,
you
Friends.
Could do Friends.
It could, honestly, it could be anything. It was mostly just like when I think of TV theme songs, TV show theme songs, it seems like they don't really, like, they're not the same anymore, you know? Like,
yeah. If you even have one.
It's not the same
one.
As it used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost, we had to make up our own. Lost,
yeah.
As it came at you. Like, that was like our theme song, but there was no real theme song anymore.
Yeah, probably the only one, and I know you guys have already covered it, would be The Office. Everybody knows that theme.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, we've done that. Yeah.
But it's not That's like a song.
Yeah.
Well, it is a song, but it's not like you don't sing it, because
right.
in the credits.
Make up your own words. Come on.
Track.
You can
hey,
make up your
Jim
own.
And Pam. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah.
All right. We got a few listener lightning round questions. Fast. We'll
Fast.
Get to you.
Okay. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Oh, wow.
Wow. I'll go with the 100 duck-sized horses.
Good.
I think I could bat them off.
There you go. Kick them all.
Okay, if you had access to an actual working lightsaber, which would be the first thing you would slice in half?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Something like really thick, like a bowling ball or something. I don't know.
There you go.
Good
That's
answer.
A good answer. That's a good
bowling
one.
Ball.
Yeah,
got
to go
like
something
it.
That you can't normally. Yeah, I like that.
All right, and we're just going to do. We're
we
going to do this question. And this is going to. Okay.
Is it creepy?
This is creepy.
Okay, good.
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go.
You open your tour bus, and a dead body rolls out. He's a man you've never seen before, but you realize the evidence against you is too strong. You must hide the body. Where and why?
Yep.
Welcome to Albuquerque, man.
Yep. These are our listeners. You know you've never had an Where? Interview like this.
Okay, yeah, this is the first time I've actually ever thought about this question. So, I mean, I think you got to go, like, freezer or, like, refrigerator.
Yeah.
But that gets weird. I don't want to go into the specifics.
Yeah.
That gets a little weird.
And plus that you can't.
I think
just
that's your only
that
that's your only play though, because anywhere else you're going to get found out right away.
He's probably well. We are in the desert, and we've seen from Breaking Bad that you can get away with certain things out here.
This is true
for a time.
On a television
oh, okay, okay.
show.
So you're saying you're like completely by yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anywhere doesn't have to be the tour bus.
Oh,
do you have a big enough freezer on the tour? But actually, you know, I don't think I want to know the answer
we
to that.
We don't want to know.
No, yeah, that's what I was saying. The more I thought about it, I was like, oh, that would be, yeah,
be
you don't want to know.
Yeah, you know what, yeah.
This is intense.
It's New Music Tuesday. Matt Hoops from Lion K on the phone with us, and producer extraordinaire.
You don't have to answer that. Apparently, this
That's
question...
That's what I do. That's what I do.
All right.
I don't do it.
Last question.
This is great.
This one just came in.
Yes.
You can punch one celebrity without any negative consequence.
Okay.
Who is it?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I don't know. Like, Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise! Yeah!
I have no idea.
Boom!
Hoops is way too nice to answer any of these questions.
Yeah,
I'm so nice. I don't even care. There's no celebrities that I want to punch.
That's totally okay. Oh, man. That's Speaking awesome. Of, Mike Maines, we got a new track, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. No,
yeah.
Not the Bob Marley song.
No.
But still.
It's not the same.
It's
yeah.
not. It's not. Let's talk about this real quick, and then we'll play this and let you go, man. Mike Maines and the Branches, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, this one, Mike kind of showed me the chords on the acoustic guitar as we did with most of the song. And my first idea was like, I was like, oh man, this song, like your melody is so good. The song is so like, just sassy and exciting. I was like, let's take it like Maroon 5. Like, let's just go all the way with it. And he was like, yeah, totally, let's do that. And so we started playing it, and we started feeling like it would be cooler, like more like indie rock, and just like with the band. And so we had just kind of all these ideas, but honestly, the guitar part didn't really change throughout all of those. It was just more like the feel and the sound of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that song just constantly was going through transformations and trying to find its home, I think, on the record. But, you know, I did a lot of, like, fun track stuff with the Omnichord. That's, like, the only actual key instrument on the song. Right. And then, you know, just kind of, like, tried to have fun with it. I tried to do things that I thought were interesting and just kind of sat down with Mike. And, you know, this song, like, kind of took I want to say like 4 or 5 months at least.
Wow.
From the time we started on it, just because we kind of we would work on it for a few days, and then he would leave on tour, and then I would do some things while he was on tour, and he'd be like, "No, that's not the right thing," and then he'd come back, and we'd work on it, and then you know, so it wasn't actually that long of working on it, but it just was spread out over a long amount of time.
Yeah.
So it allowed us plenty of time to overthink everything, and fortunately, I think what we landed on was not overthought, and it just felt right. So I feel really good about the track.
I totally agree. This is a great song. It's so interesting how, like you said, the guitar part never changed, but structuring music around a certain part, it can take so many different directions. I feel like you guys definitely chose the right one with this, because it's super, I love it. It's awesome.
Aw, thanks, man.
I love you!
New Music Tuesday, yep. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, and of course, Matt Hoops. Thank you so much for calling in and hanging out with us, man.
No problem, man. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks here.
Yes, you will. Where can people find more information on that?
Well, we're actually trying to fix our website dates right now, but if you just go to ReliantK.com,
okay,
we've got all our tour dates up there. We're really excited for the tour with Motion City Soundtrack, and also Driver Friendly. We're really excited about them, too.
Yeah, we were listening to those guys yesterday. Yeah,
we're actually, I'm not sure if it'll fall on this date, but we've added Mike Maines actually on a couple of the shows so far, and we're talking about adding him to some more. So I'm not sure if it'll go on that show, but we'll see. We'll keep you posted.
Awesome.
Come on. I'm just going to throw us a bone.
We'll keep you posted.
All right, there you go. Thanks, man. Without further ado, brand newest of newest from Mike Maines and the Branches. Song's called Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static. Mike Maines and the Branches, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Man, that was a good interview.
Yeah, I like Hoops a lot.
He's a good dude.
He is a good dude. First interview I ever had in person, and I totally bailed on it. It was great.
Yep. At least it's not your last.
Yeah.
Or is it? Halloween. Anything could happen.
Wow. Fall Festween. Speaking of, real
Fall
quick, coming up, we are, what, a week and a couple days away from Rise from the Grave with the Almost and local band Archibald. They're going to be playing as well. It's going to be an amazing event. We'll be out there broadcasting live for a few hours leading up to it.
Yeesh.
So tickets, details, everything you need to know out of our website, mystaticradio.com.
Yep.
What do we got on Mike Maines?
People are like it. Bill says it reminds him of the Animals for some reason.
Okay.
Dig. Thebe says, oh, we're back to New Music Tuesday. Yeah, that interview was a little spacious, but it was good.
It's not every day we get to talk to Hoops, so it was good to rap with him.
Anytime we talk to somebody that's in Nashville, I'm like, hey, man.
Hey, how's home?
Can you help me feel like home?
You going to be okay?
I'm good.
Okay.
This is my new home.
All right.
I've accepted it.
All
Diane
right.
says dig. Brian says dig. Thebe likes it, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of likes, we got a great new song.
Oh.
We want to know what you think about it. The song is called Slow Suicide.
Slow Suicide.
Of course it is.
Oh, yes.
Working on an interview right now.
Oh, yes.
We are working hard on an interview
right
now.
We want to interview this man.
Yeah. So, brand new track called Slow Suicide. It is the first off the new record coming out in November. From Scott Stapp.
Enough said, baby. Enough said.
Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Seriously, I want to know what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Live.
Static.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp.
There you go.
Slow Suicide. Dig It, Bury It, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Hello.
Hey, it's the cab driver.
What's up, cab driver?
Put that into rotation, please.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Okay.
All right, I'll see you later.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or serious.
No, I'm being dead serious, but serious as a heart attack.
Okay. That's pretty serious.
Don't be that serious.
That's really serious. Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I tend to align myself more with Brian here.
Okay.
The 90s called. They're rounding up all goats and Scott Stapp vocals.
I just don't feel they are, though.
Well,
I feel they're on the loose.
I feel like the 90s are coming back in a strong and terrible way.
Yeah.
something's not so much terrible. Like,
okay,
here's Third Eye Blind working on stuff.
That's
and
great.
We're actually about to premiere a new Pearl Jam song.
And I would say that Scott Stapp borrows a lot from Eddie Vedder. At least he used to.
Oh, man, don't say that.
Eddie Vedder now sounds different.
No!
His voice is more, like, it's matured seasoned.
I'm in that major minority that loves me some Pearl Jam.
Dude, Tim
Vedder.
Skipper's right there with you.
Yeah, okay.
I'll never forget the day he texted me and said, man, I'm digging this new Pearl Jam. That was in, like, 2009.
Yeah, Backspacer, probably.
And I was just like, what? It shattered my world. That was back before I knew the guys, and I was just like, what? House of Heroes likes Pearl Jam?
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
But we like what we like.
David England has my favorite New Music Tuesday comment, I think, ever.
He sings like this. Yeah.
He does. He sings like some old backwoods preacher. He sings like an old backwoods preacher preaches.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Nick says, in a weird way, I can dig it, even though I feel like I've heard it a million times before. I think it contains every element of every grungish alternative rock since the 90s.
Ugh.
See, I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's split.
I agree with Thebes that the music's pretty decent. Like, everything around it, the vocals are freaking me out, man.
Freaking me out, man.
I don't know. Mwah. Like I said, we are definitely working on that interview.
Yes.
Unless he hears this segment, it's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
I just was listening to that song, the last one. The guy's got a case of the James Hetfields.
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep, totally.
Yeah.
So speaking of, should we just hit this then and say, hey, Scott, this is how you do it? Or
yeah, let's go for
all
it.
All right,
this
why not?
This is a culture shock.
New Music Tuesday, brand new culture shock. Pearl Jam released a new record last week called Lightning Bolt. And yeah, I picked it up because I'm a fan.
That's fine.
That's okay. Grew up with these dudes. Wait, what? This is Pearl Jam? Song's called Infallible. Check out the lyrics. Awesome morning party.
No!
Static. Brand new music from Pearl Jam. Song's called Infallible. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. That one a culture shock for you. Song's called, as I said, Infallible. The idea that we need to pay mind to what's happening around us. And I immediately thought of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where, you know, we know this one. It's written everywhere. Take heed lest ye fall. But the idea behind it, therefore, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest ye fall. We are surrounded by this chaos, craziness, and even in the subculture of Christianity, I think a lot of times we get to a place where we say, I'm good, I'm cool, I could never do that, I could never be there, I could never have, you know, fall like that, I could never, and we need to become mindful and careful with those thoughts because we are all humans, we are all fallible, and the idea behind that, thinking that we are infallible, we are setting ourselves up for failure, and I just challenge you, go read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. That's what that Pearl Jam song did for me, reminding me the fact that, you know what, all things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial. All things are good, or all things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. And I think a lot of times we really need to challenge ourselves with the motivations of our heart, why we're doing specific things, why we believe certain things, why we act a certain way, why we live a certain way. We got to know why we believe what we believe and not just follow somebody else's guidelines. Of course, not including the Bible. The Bible obviously being God's word and who we are to follow. But I think a lot of times we just take somebody else's word for it.
Yeah,
we don't research ourselves. We don't study God's word ourselves. We're just kind of spoon-fed. And the idea that we can just walk around kind of mindless zombies and not really having to take care ourselves, use discernment ourselves. We eat up everything ourselves and just say, well, this is labeled this, so I'm just going to eat this up. Or this is bad, so I'm going to steer clear of that because somebody else told me that.
Yeah.
And we need to be very, very careful with that. We had a great discussion with Duncan from the Newsboys about that very thing.
Unbelievably.
Yeah, we will make sure you keep it locked in for Winter Jam Wednesday. We'll be airing all of those interviews talking about that very thing. So, but a culture shock there from Pearl Jam.
Yeah, everybody's pretty light. There's a lot of likes. There's a couple of men.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure that it's like divided.
Yeah, there's a Barry.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so
culture shock. Speaking of culture shock, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, we've got some brand new Motion City soundtrack, brand new song from Five Iron Frenzy,
and then
a culture shock.
We got a culture shock coming that a lot of we don't know how people are going to react.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that right around the corner. CMOS and Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
All right.
Hey, everyone. We are back.
Welcome back. It's New Music Tuesday. Joining us in studio, the third.
I'm here.
It's Mitch.
Hi.
Welcome to the party.
Thanks. The third.
Hello,
Thanks.
Mitch.
Hey. All right.
So, Mitch, we got an email this morning, and I thought it would be best if you addressed it.
Yeah, because I believe this is probably centered around you. This is directed towards you.
Yeah. So we want to know. How you feel when you are confronted with truth.
Yes. Okay. Our Bible tells us to go to our friend. You know, go to our neighbor. Go to them. If somebody's wronged you, and this person sends an email, the subject is one of your employees! !! And we said, what?
Ooh.
So check it out. Here
we took heed. It's very serious.
Okay. I'm ready.
Hello. I am writing in an unusual case. Some time ago, I used your services, and one of your employees' face was familiar to me. At dinner with my wife, it turned out that he was a burglar who 5 years ago broke into our home. This is ridiculous! How can you hire criminals? I found at least 3 bad entries for him at website for background check. HTTP, website. I am sure there are more. Please do something about it. Things like that are ridiculous! And this email came from a lady named Kathy. I guess.
Her phone number is 123456.
Yes. So, Mitch, how do you feel?
This is obviously not spam. This is obviously real, and we knew they were talking about you.
Number one, it's insulting because they called you a boy.
I was going to say. She just recently got a razor cut.
Well, you caught me. I'm a boy.
Yeah.
I'm a boy.
How do you feel now that this has come into the light?
You've been found out.
I feel a little unusual.
Maybe that's gas.
Yeah, it could be.
Probably.
You've had a lot of coffee this morning.
I know.
It is a laxative.
It is a diuretic.
It's a laxative. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A diuretic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Neato, everyone. We're going to get back to New Music
All
Tuesday.
All right, good.
Now.
Let's do that.
Yeah, we got a culture shock here from a band called Motion City Soundtrack. You heard from Matt Hoops of Reliant K. They're going to be coming through town with these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to throw this out there. We actually just don't know much about Motion City Soundtrack. And as we were talking earlier, we don't just flippantly add music because we're like, hey, this sounds good. Let's just add this. Not knowing much about these guys, everything we've read, we figured currently Culture Shock would be a good place for them because we just don't have enough information on who they are. We know that the frontman grew up surrounded in a Christian environment, but we don't know where he is at currently.
Yeah, judging from the song, he's not there.
Well, you think.
You think.
But I don't know.
This is a questioning song. This is a song about when you go through life, you make mistakes, because he definitely outlines some mistakes he's made.
Yeah.
But it seems to me like he's trying to find fulfillment in some things and then comes around on the other side and like, how did I get here?
So that's why I wouldn't necessarily say he's not there, because to me these are the honest lines that say, hey man, what are we doing with our life? Because this is the outline of my life to this point, and then the big questions are asked, what are you doing? Where am I? How did I get to this point?
Yeah.
And I know we've all been in that place, no matter how big or how small we may think the issues or the circumstances are surrounding where we are in life, but we've all been there to a place going, dude, what did I do? Like, how did I find myself in this situation? Or how has my life come to this? And if you haven't thought about that yet, buckle up, because it will come.
It will.
And we have to be mindful of the choices that we're making, because there are consequences, and we maybe not see them right now, because the Bible says that, man, sin feels good for a season. For a time, it's It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so the Bible doesn't refute that, but there are definitely consequences that come with whatever it is that we find ourselves in. And so we need to be careful with that. And I think that's what Motion City Soundtrack with the song Timelines is referencing, is talking about. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The cool thing is the next culture shock is almost God's response to this song. So we've got a couple culture shocks for you.
We'll see.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
And if you haven't wondered, good luck.
Yeah, because you will.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Dig it or bury it.
Bill has a great point on Facebook. He says the honesty is raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something. I just feel like as a Christian subculture, we've been too afraid to confront those raw moments.
True. Okay.
You know, maybe because we're afraid of what others think.
Right.
We're afraid of what God actually thinks.
Yeah.
And whenever you hear somebody that even they're not a believer, they're hitting an honest moment,
yeah,
and you identify with it, that's powerful. The difference being that if you have a hope that helps you get through that, you know, and a peace that runs under it through Christ, then, you know, you can see the other side of things. We need to remember that there are people out there that are experiencing these raw consequences from bad decisions, just like we all do. But not everybody has a reason to look for tomorrow to come.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
They're just in the consequences, and they can't see past it.
Right.
And one of the cool things about the Bible we've been talking about is, and I'm not breaking it down to the Bible is only good for practical application, so people don't get on me about that. But one of the things that we miss a lot of times is we're so caught up in the do's or don'ts that we miss that a lot of times the Bible's telling you how to do something so the consequences don't destroy you.
Right.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
I personally believe that's how the approach to alcohol is in the Bible. Not everybody agrees with me, and it might be too weird to say that on the air, but it's not telling you, don't ever do this. You know, it's saying, don't get drunk. Because
right.
when you get drunk, you make
why.
Terrible decisions.
Right, absolutely. And well, I think that's it. And for the longest time, I grew up in that state of this is right, this is wrong. But I didn't understand why it was. I just assumed God was thumb squashing everybody from on high. And come to find out that these aren't guidelines in here because God hates us. It's because God loves us so much. And He created us. He, as our creator, manufactured us, if you will, in the warehouse. And so He understands, all right, if you stick peanut butter in the VCR, chances are it's going to break down, so don't do that. Not because I hate you, VCR, but because I know you're not going to work to your best potential if somebody sticks a spoonful of peanut butter in you.
Right. And for our younger listeners, a VCR was the precursor to a DVD or a Blu-ray player. Came after a thing called Beta, which you have no experience with.
But I think a lot of times people just assume that that's why. And God knows us. He knows our inner workings. He understands how we work because He created us. Therefore, it's not because He hates us that He doesn't want us to enjoy our lives. It's
right.
because He loves us and understands the consequences, the weight that comes with it. Growing up, I knew sex was bad.
Yeah,
but
sex
I didn't know
is a
why.
Big one, man.
Sex was, it's just evil, it's awful, it's terrible, so save it for the one you love. And, I never understood the gravity behind that. Why it was such a big deal to wait? Because the emotional baggage that comes with it. You are truly tied to that person, and you don't understand the emotional baggage that comes with that. We are not created to wrap our minds around that unless it is through that covenant relationship of marriage between a man and a woman.
Right.
And we don't grasp that, we don't get that, and we just kind of flippantly go around using and abusing it because we think, well, God just doesn't want us to enjoy ourselves, when really, man, I could tell you story upon story upon story of why God has told us time and again. Again, it's because He loves us and just understands the hurt we are going to feel, the pain that it is going to bring, and maybe not right now because it feels so good, but it will come.
It will.
So
there are always consequences. And then you hit the nail on the head, I think, with that. Something that my buddy Robert in California said to me, he was like, sin, not only does it come in and you know, first it comes in and it's like, hey, you know what, it's okay, everybody messes up. You know, and it creeps up on you that way. But then later, the more you get into it, it's like, no, here's the thing. I am just as good as that.
Right.
And I deserve as much, you know, prestige and honor as that. That's the nature of sin. It's like,
right.
First it's like, it's not so bad, you know, just keep it hidden, blah, blah, blah. And then the next thing you know, it's like, no, celebrate me, own me, I am you.
Right.
That's human nature.
Right.
And of course it's a struggle if you're a believer to try to get rid of that, because you are literally trying to wrap your identity within the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to make him the center of your existence. And that means pushing your human nature and yourself out.
Yeah.
And it, a lot of times, most times, it's butting heads. It's complete opposite.
Yeah.
And so the crazy thing about the grace of God is that when we hear from people that aren't believers, we can still identify with them in these situations where they are struggling. They're coming to the end of the rope and saying, this isn't what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
And as a believer, you can, you know, reach out to that person and say, hey, there's something else.
Absolutely.
You know, and even though these terrible consequences are here, there's more.
Yeah.
You can have more. So that's the soapbox for this morning. We're going to get to a
Motion City soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We just found out, despite being friends with Reese Roper.
I know, Reese! I'm going to text him.
Five Iron right released now. A new single today, so it was like, what? So I just went and downloaded it, and we're gonna play. I bought it. I didn't internet it.
Thanks, Reese.
Yeah. So here we go. This is new Five Iron Frenzy.
All right.
It's called Into Your Veins. Static Radio.
It's New Music Tuesday, Facebook.com/
Totally forgot
radio.
Where I was. Totally forgot. I was cool. Like, wait, it's Tuesday?
Team Austin Morning Party?
Now.
Static.
Brand new Five Iron Frenzy song called Into Your Veins, just released today.
I am so happy right now.
That was amazing.
I love it.
That band, man. You know what? They're not just a ska band.
No.
They're like
they're
better.
Musicians.
They're better.
The best part is Jason on Facebook said post ska.
Post ska.
So they're not just a ska band, they're a post ska.
Well,
post-ska.
Just because they have a brass section doesn't mean they have to be a ska. Yeah,
hey,
ska band.
Mitch, will you tell us about ska music for a second?
No.
Come on.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Why? No.
You're like, wait, just because I thought you were about to go into like all out, like, well, ska music
they don't
was
need...
originally defined in the early
1900s.
Gosh. TJ,
that was the first
I love
wave.
It.
What'd he say?
Well, he said this sounds more like Goldfinger than Five Iron. And then he also noted, I think because he's on the webcam, that someone needs to brush Mitch's hair. Mm. So.
What the heck?
Poor gal. Hey, leave her alone. Now she's looking
TJ
good over there with her hair.
Steve-O, this is your fault.
I said nothing.
Hey, this is your fault.
I said absolutely nothing.
I walk in, and the first thing you talk about is my hair. And then you pass this on to your children, too. I walk into your house to kindly babysit your children, and the first thing Jack says, hey, Mitch, whoa, your hair. Like, are you kidding me?
Now, look, here's the thing about kids, man. They are brutally honest.
Yeah, and I said nothing to my son about your hair.
Sure.
Why would I do that?
Because you're
I would
you?
Never do... I did... I, children say the
fault.
Darndest things.
Oh, man.
This is your fault.
Oh, man.
Static.
Good morning, dude.
Hey!
Shane.
Man, this is like one of the best New Music Tuesdays I've heard in a long time.
And it's about to get better.
Oh, just wait.
Just wait, my friend.
It's about to get a touch.
Yeah, everything that I've heard this morning I've liked. I haven't heard one thing that I didn't like.
Oh. Yeah.
Wait, reprise. We did listen to a Scott Stapp song.
You know what, though? I got to be honest. And I was listening, and I did not like it. I was listening for the you know, and
I don't know, man,
he seems like he's kind of redefining himself, and it brings the question to my mind is, why does that guy get such a bad rap? Is he just such a jerk in real life that people just, you know, don't
question.
Like him?
We are going to interview him, so I want to talk about that. One of my serious questions for him is, were you stoked when Nickelback came out so people would start talking crap about them instead of you? I'm not even joking. I seriously want to ask him that. Because
but he won't because he's going to get on the phone. He's such a nice guy, and then you're not going to
We all make fun now, but honestly speaking, I owned their first two records.
Right.
You know? I think we all did in the 90s.
Dude, I'll never forget 8th grade, the bully, Billy Don Hall, came in. He's like, hey, Matt. You like rock music, right? And I was like, yeah. And he said, you heard of Creed?
And then he embraced you with arms wide open.
Oh, no, he didn't. That hadn't come out yet.
Oh, okay.
He locked me in my own prison because he was a bully.
I really liked that song when it came out. And I got to tell you guys something else. I'm really enjoying just the conversation this morning because it's so organic, real, and glorifying God. I mean, like, you know, the culture shock that I heard just a moment ago, and forgive me, I can't remember the title, but just listening to the realness of what he was going through and being willing to put it out there, like Matt had stated, you know, being raw, and, you know, that's what it takes to inspire others. I mean, when people sit back, for me anyway, and I listen to somebody who doesn't act perfect or, you know, is candid about their failures, then it frees me up to come to them and to be honest about what I'm struggling with, and I think that's huge, yeah. You know, in coming to Christ. And you guys remind me of Proverbs this morning, the wisdom found in the Bible and Proverbs, and you remind me that, you know, at all places, being honest about what we're struggling with is how we get to the other side of those storms. And ultimately, our true north being Jesus Christ, because, you know, we're here, ultimately, we leave alone, you know, yeah. We stand before the Lord. And when you can go to that place and you know that you've got a good aim. But you guys remind me of all those things this morning, so thank you very much.
Thanks for the word, Shane.
Love awesome. You guys.
Love
man.
You too,
have
man.
A great day.
You too. All right. Speaking of love, this is the final track for New Music Tuesday, and yes. We did it this way on purpose. Been building to this, some of the themes throughout the morning with Pearl Jam. The idea was infallible, and us walking around thinking we're infallible, we're too above failing or falling or quote-unquote sin at this point because, you know, we're Christians, and the lyrics were really cutting in that moment. Yeah. And then at the same time, Motion City Soundtrack was talking about how a human being can get to a place of need where they don't understand how they got where they are, whether it be through circumstances, through situations, through choices they've made, and ending up in this place. And this last weekend, you brought this song to me and said, dude. Yeah.
Well, I got to give credit to my girl Mitch over there.
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Mitch is the one that said, Matt, have you listened to this song yet? And I said, no. And then she said she made a very interesting choice with her lyric video.
Yeah.
But we're not pointing you to the video.
Absolutely not.
Because if you are a believer, then more than likely you will watch the video.
and go, is that Leo DiCaprio from
you
the
90s? Will say, you will not like it. You will reject it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We don't play videos on the station. We play songs.
Absolutely.
And we also...
And this is the ultimate example of what a culture shock is.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is. This is a new song from Katy Perry.
Yep.
And so Katy Perry is somebody that... for a long time, totally identified herself as a believer.
Yeah.
She has friends, Jesus tattooed on her arm.
Yeah, we have friends in Nashville that know her.
Yeah, Joey because, Belleville did her first album artwork for the first record. The
absolutely.
Echoing Green and Katie Hudson then were on the same label. In fact, the only reason she changed her name, it wasn't because she didn't want to be known as Katie Hudson, the Christian artist anymore. It was because of Kate Hudson's rise to fame as an actress. And so she didn't want to be mistaken for Kate Hudson, Goldie Hawn's daughter. So she went with Katy Perry instead of Katie Hudson. We still have a Katy Hudson track from 2001 in the system.
Yeah.
So, grew up a believer, was on the same label as my wife's band. And
I'm saying Friends in Nashville. And
yeah, Friends
in... Chrissy's in the house.
Yeah.
My buddy Mark Klassen was the guy. He was like her, not really security guard. He was like a booking agent, management guy.
Okay.
He was kind of her day-to-day manager, and he had to show her around all those years ago when she was first coming to Nashville. Teason from Reliant K dated her.
Yeah.
Nuke from House of Heroes used to tech for you know, Reliant K, and he knows her. And the thing about this is, like, we know that Katie relies on sex to sell her image.
Yeah.
No bones about it. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
She does the whole pinup thing, and it's, you know, it's, you can't not see it.
Yeah.
She's probably one of the biggest stars in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. But when you hear these words, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
True.
Yeah.
That's all that this is.
Yeah, and the purpose of culture shock is that very thing. We talk about it regularly where Paul is standing before the Greeks and says, in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your poets have said. And that was Epimenides, the poet who was writing about Zeus, using the culture of the time, using the poet of the time to speak into them. And obviously, Paul was well-versed in it. You don't find that refrain. There were no trailers back then. He couldn't just see a commercial and know what the modern poets were saying. He actually had to read and dig in for himself into the culture around him, and he did.
Well, he was
and
going into Greece.
Yeah.
All they did was talk about philosophy.
Yeah, and so he did that and used that, and that is the purpose of what we're doing. And Katy Perry, being one of the biggest, if not the biggest artist in the universe right now, comes out with a brand new single called Unconditionally, and we are listening to it going, man, this is the gospel. This is... And... So we talked about it over the weekend, and it was a we have to play this for New Music Tuesday, especially considering the other culture shocks we had were all leading up to that. The idea of thinking you're infallible, the idea of falling on your face, the idea of not understanding where you've come to, and if you've come to that point, what is the next response? And the next response is to turn to God, because if you're hurting and you're broken, and all of a sudden Katy Perry's new single drops and we're like, what?
The ironic thing about this song is, me and Mitch were talking about it, if she would have released this back when she was Katie Hudson, she would have been the biggest Christian artist probably in the world.
Yeah.
This is like that song that she's guesting in the main sanctuary and they're like, okay, go ahead and take a seat, and this is the song she sings.
Yeah, absolutely. The song is called Unconditionally. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Brand new music from Katy Perry. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Static Radio.
Katy Perry, Unconditionally. Static Radio.
I bet
good
you
morning.
Never thought you'd hear Katy Perry on this
My
station.
Work here is done. See you tomorrow.
Whatever.
So if you hate it, it's Mitch's fault.
505-338-3700. Dig it or bear it. Tell us your thoughts. Static.
My thought is dig it for secular stations, bury it for Static.
Why?
She didn't release this as a Christian album. Oh. I understand. So this is just my thoughts. I'm just giving my thoughts. I understand completely that you can relate it to the Christian walk. I love Katy Perry, but as a mom, how do I tell my kids, oh, you can justify this song, but if you've heard other songs on her album, you could do this with any secular song.
And we do. Are you privy to Culture Shock and what we're doing with Culture Shock?
A little bit. I have kids, and no offense to you guys, I love you guys to death, but my kids are right at that age where some of the stuff that's talked about, they're like, why would they talk about this on here? Right. So sometimes we have to turn you guys off because my kids, they're right at the beginning of some of the teenagers.
Right.
And so, I mean, as a mom, you know, we have to go, okay, well, they're discussing this because of ABC, which is fine. You know, I understand what you guys are doing. And then there's the other piece where they're like, but they're a Christian radio. Why would they do this? How can they say some of this stuff? You know, so yes, but you guys asked dig it or bury it, and that's why I said,
yeah. No, absolutely.
I 100% say it's a fantastic song. Oh my gosh, right. When I heard this song, I cried. I was like, wow. And right. I agree. I'm like, if she would have released this when she was Katie Hudson and all that stuff, I'm like, oh my God, it would have been the biggest thing ever. You know, but because, you know, I'm a mom and I have kids, and I say, you know, there's other songs, secular songs that I'm like, oh my God, this is like, it totally just depicts the Christian walk. But you know what? They didn't release it for that.
But right, and that's what we were talking about with Culture Shock, because Culture Shock is a segment we do on Static Radio throughout the day. We post all of the lyrics of the songs from the mainstream artists that we play on Static Radio, because we do. We're about to play some Nine Inch Nails coming up.
Right.
And the reason behind that is what we were saying in Acts 17, where Paul is at the Areopagus talking to the Greeks and using pagan poets and saying, hey, in him we live and move and have our being. That wasn't written for Christ, that was written for Zeus, and and Paul was able to use that to point to Jesus. And in 2 Timothy we find that every word is God breathed. So how do we reconcile that when there's pagan poetry in Scripture and it is being used and useful for edifying, for building up, and for pointing people to Jesus Christ? So I understand what you're saying, because you have young kids. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an 11-month-old, so I understand what it's like being a parent. I, on the flip side, would say, well, my kids will probably hear the song and actually listen to it, because you said something in the beginning, and I think that's the purpose, part of the purpose why what we're doing here at Static Radio is, I love Katy Perry. We were talking to the drummer, Duncan, from Newsboys, who we said, what's rocking your world right now? And his first response, Katy Perry. Right. I love Katy Perry. And it was like, oh man, this is going to ruffle some feathers, because basically one of the pioneers of the quote-unquote Christian music industry is listening to Katy Perry right now, and it's rocking his world. So why can't we talk about it? Why can't we play it?
Let me give you guys just a real quick separate thing of this. Is my 14 and my 12-year-old asked us a question the other day, which we thought was really interesting, and they said, Mom, sometimes when we listen to Static Radio, we can't tell the difference between them being secular and them being Christian.
Yeah.
By what they play. And even some of the Static Shock stuff. And I said, okay, and they said, I understand that, you know, some of the culture and we do here, but when we make a choice to listen to Katy Perry Unconditional, we are making a choice to allow secular into our hearts. And I said, agreed. And they said, but we can challenge, we also are making the choice of, why do we have to listen to that? And why don't we listen to a song that's speaking the same thing, but an artist who is out there promoting God.
Yeah. And I think
that when we heard it, I was like, oh, I love Katy Perry, and I wish you guys could play all her music, because, look, I do like Katy Perry. It's no thing. But as you guys asked, Barry, my kids are in the car with me, and they were like, I said, what do you guys think? What do we think? And they said, they have to bury it on Static. It's not, she didn't come out on the Christian label. And I said, all right, I'll call in.
Okay.
And that's why we called in. So, And I understand what you guys are doing, and we do. Like I said, we love you guys. You know, it's a fine line,
And I would challenge this. This is my one rebuttal and my one challenge, because at the end of the day, you as a mom, you have to make that decision for yourself as a parent. And so I'll tell you right now, we are adding this song. We wanted your we want people's input, and it's going to bring about great discussion. But this is definitely one that will be added to rotation. And it was part of the conversation with Duncan from the Newsboys, who said, "Man, this." Christian industry, as the drummer from the Newsboys is saying, this Christian industry I wish would go away. The drummer from the Newsboys. Because in turn, what we're doing on the flip side is saying, okay, this Katy Perry song, this is wrong because she put it out for this reason and this is her motivation. On the flip side, we take in Christian artists and say, well, this song was written for Jesus and therefore it's acceptable, when we know, as we're talking to him, hey man, this quote-unquote Christian artist, that dude was high on weed when he wrote that praise song for Jesus. Or this dude was. And so as we look at the motivations, I think we need to become better discerners of what God is speaking into us, rather than just eating up something that's quote-unquote Christian, because we don't know the motivations behind everything. We can't say that. What we can say is how we view it ourselves, how we intake it ourselves.
I agree. I agree with that. I mean, you could do this with anything, with any song.
Yeah.
I think that the main thing is, I think it would be just as a personal, you know, awesome thing. I think it would be a different thing if Katy Perry was out there saying, hey, you know, she doesn't claim Christianity anymore. And that's okay. That's her own choice. She claimed, I just watched her interview last night on Entertainment Tonight, and she says, I claim a higher power.
Right.
And I'm like, and we know what she's doing. I've seen her movie. I mean, I like the girl. I do.
I love this.
Yeah.
Honestly, this has been one of my more favorite conversations, because at least it's a conversation. It's not quarrelsome. It's not, well, my church told me to hate this. So I love that you're educated about it, that you're obviously a very involved parent, and that is what
that's
we absolutely
fantastic.
Need.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, when you guys, if you guys post this on your Facebook thing, I'll put my, you know, like I said, I have to do that. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? If Katy Perry comes to town, we're going to be like, Katy, can you come to sing the song? Or are we going to let her sing all her songs on there?
Right.
I mean, you know, she has a bunch of very controversial songs, but I'm like, no. So I think that's where it goes, you know, both
absolutely.
Ways.
Absolutely.
But
think
you guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you so much for your input. All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Phone lines are jammed. So
yeah,
I'm going to keep going with it. Static.
Yeah, hi. I was just calling about, you know, the topic of the song and everything for Culture Shock. I actually dig it. You know, I think that'd be good. I think that's a good song to play. I mean, it's not necessarily, I completely agree with how what everything was said with the mother before. I mean, completely respectable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just my opinion on it, I guess, if it matters at all, is just that I think sometimes it's more about the message than it is the individual.
Yeah.
Like, I think, you know, just because sometimes the individual doesn't live the way you think they should, or they don't promote themselves better than they do sometimes their message. I think sometimes, like with that song, you hear a teenager, you know, that's you know, listening to music, and they're wondering, you know, am I going to hear a good song? When am I going to, you know, what song's going to push me towards closer? And I don't know, something about that song is, you may not agree with the way she lives her life, or you may not agree with the artist's, you know, what they do in their personal life. But sometimes, like the Bible says, you know, what the devil made for bad, you know, God will make for good.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, a lot of the time, in that message, the message of the song is unconditional love, and that is gospel. That is where, you know, that is what God is talking about. And I believe, you know, for Culture Shock, I mean, you guys for years have been rattling the cages of, you know, talking about realistic things. I'm 28 years old. I've listened to you guys since I was 13, you know, 12 years old, gone through the backsliding, gone through everything, and honestly, I gotta say, if it wasn't for
Static Radio, I could honestly say hearing that one song or hearing that one message or hearing, you know, you guys say that one thing, I could have fell off the deep end and not have came back to Christ. And wow. And I got to say, you know, it falls from that. How can you reach the lost if you're not relating to what their issues are?
Thank you.
And I just really love what you guys are doing, and I think you guys should dig it and play that again.
Yeah.
I will today.
Thanks,
12.
Thanks for the call, man. Thank you so much.
You.
I think something that's so powerful about that song, the name of the song is Unconditionally.
Yeah.
And mark my words, that song will probably be, like, if not her biggest, but one of her biggest hits. And the reason is, unconditional love is a need that every single person in the world, no matter faith, no matter background, no matter anything, desperately wants. And here's the thing, no human relationship can deliver that. No husband and wife, no matter how close they are, no best friend, no, you know, father, son, mother, daughter, not, you know, I'm not slighting anyone, but no human relationship can, like, positively, absolutely deliver unconditional love. That's what makes the gospel so powerful.
Right.
And whether or not somebody that sells their image based on sex, just like the caller just said, the devil meant it for bad, God turned it around for good, because that is the gospel. That song will speak universally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we talk about this all the time. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that God has written eternity in our hearts. We are longing for that. We are all, across humanity, as you say, no matter, you know, faith, creed, whatever you want to say, this is the way God created us. We are created in His image, every single one of us, whether you say you're a Christian, whether you say you're a Buddhist, whatever you want to claim, maybe you think, hey, I'm an atheist, it doesn't matter, because you were created by God who loves you, who placed that longing inside of you, and you're right, it's going to speak, quote-unquote, universally, because that's the way God created all of us. And so...
So why would we not play that beautiful gospel song on this station?
It immediately took me to Romans chapters 7 and chapters 8, where Paul is struggling because he says, man, I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. And here's the gospel right here. I'm sure you're listening and you're battling and you're struggling, and maybe this is bringing up some things in you and invoking some thoughts in you, like, man, why am I making these decisions? Why am I like that? Why have I been fighting Christianity? Why have I been fighting, most importantly, Jesus Christ? I enjoy this radio station because of the music they play or whatever. But at the end of the day, you were created by God for His purpose. You were given a purpose. You were created with love in mind. And man, I promise you, no matter what you've done, God cannot he won't just give up on you and say, you know what, you've crossed the line too much. He does love you unconditionally. It continues on. And Paul gets stoked because he's battling in this moment, saying, man, the things I want to do, I'm not doing. The things I don't want to do, I'm still doing these idiotic things. I'm still making stupid decisions. My flesh is at war with my spirit. But he continues and say, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I'm sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation, and guess what, created being, that includes you yourself, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Unconditionally.
Yeah, and
that is unconditional
love. If you are a listener, just like the lady that called in, let me tell you what that was. That was excellent parenting.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That lady.
Yeah, I loved every second of that.
That lady, she is involved in her kids' lives. They're having discussions in the car about music. How many parents are doing that? That's incredible. Yeah. And if you're a believer out there and you disagree with that, change the station.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's right there for you.
I absolutely applaud everything she had said. And those comments, man, I love taking those emails in that we can discuss them and have a grown-up conversation about, other than, hey, man, you're lukewarm, you're going straight to hell. Those, I can't get behind because there's no discussion to be had. But that was an incredible. We didn't agree
right.
at the end. I mean, we didn't agree. We agreed that yes, man, it is your decision and an awesome parenting job. And man, that's why there's K Love, there's Air One, there's Way FM, there's Fish, there's Power FM in Dallas. There's some great Christian yeah. radio stations out there, and we're not slamming any of them. We are saying, man, well, if this isn't for you, then there's something else. But we know that we are called by God, and this is the vision that He put on our hearts. And we've been doing this for 2 years now, and we have seen so much fruit from it. We have seen so many people who wouldn't step through the doors of a church come in and say, hey, man, I'm broken and I need help, and been able to pray with people over the air and bring people to Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're going to keep doing. And thanks to everybody who chimed in. The phone lines are still blowing up, so let's get back to the phone. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, thank you, Mitch, for finding that. And Steve-O and Mateo, you both hit the nail on the head with your comments. Thank you for playing that song. When I woke up this morning, I did not ever imagine myself a 30-year-old man with a history listening to Slayer,
right.
Metallica, Megadeth, stuff like that, being brought to tears this morning
yeah.
by a Katy Perry song. So thank you for that. And again, in my men's group this morning, we were talking about this exactly. It's, you know, using popular culture to reach the masses with the love and the gospel, you know, just all the love of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's about it. Thank you, guys. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Keep it up.
Thank you so much for the call.
For too long, as a Christian culture, we have disengaged from culture in
yeah.
general.
Yeah.
We've made culture. Our own bubble, and we have stuck with it. And
yeah.
and we base so many decisions off whether or not it is labeled Christian. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, that is a label.
Yeah.
That's all that
it
that is.
It is a brand.
And God is bigger than a label.
Yeah.
He's bigger than a branding. He's bigger than a marketing scheme. And we as a church have to start having a discussion about how we're going to honestly get engaged in culture again. We've stepped away, and look what's happened.
Right.
You know, we've been so wrapped up, and it's so easy to sit on the sidelines and say, that's wrong.
Right.
You're wrong. You're going to hell. And we do it every day, whether or not we're actually saying it. I do it every day
yeah.
when I make judgments about even small things. But I need that gospel.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah.
I have to have it, or I've got nothing.
Yeah.
And we have to be willing as a church to engage that. And when this stuff comes up, we can't just write it off and say, I can't hear that. I can't hear that. I can't hear that. What's the difference between hearing it out in the world and then coming into church? Why don't you want to hear the gospel in church?
Right.
Whether or not somebody who's an agnostic is singing it.
Yeah.
It's the gospel. It's bigger than that person.
Yeah.
And it's just like when so many instances in the Bible when somebody was caught up in something wrong and God used that for His glory. This can happen. And we as a church have to be willing to have that conversation, rethink the way we've been doing things for the past 100, 200 years, and honestly engage with people. Or we're not going to do anything.
Imagine what would happen if somebody approached Katy and said, hey, Katy, that song, Unconditionally, this is what it spoke to me, and it pointed me to Jesus Christ, because this is what His word says, and I want you to know that I love you and I'm praying for you. Because what's going to happen instead is she's going to get absolutely destroyed with words. People are going to say, nah, man, because she dresses like a slut or whatever they want to say, and just condemn, and destroy her. And ironically enough, the song is Unconditionally, and God does still love her as well. And so if somebody were to approach her and tell her that they're praying for her and that they love her
yep.
and that spoke into their spirit and pointed them to Jesus Christ, what it could do for Katy Perry as opposed to us just destroying her as a subculture, as Christians.
Get more flack from this song from the church.
She will.
Despite the song being the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
She will receive more flack from the church for her singing
and it. This is exactly what we were talking about with Winter Jam Wednesday. We're going to be playing these interviews. We had a chance to speak to some of the artists. We couldn't get them on Winter Jam Wednesday, so we pre-recorded some of these. And talking with Duncan, especially, one of the pioneers in the Christian industry, he has been there for years and years and years as a member of the Newsboys, and he talked about what has happened to the CCM machine that he called, I mean, these were his words, the CCM machine that has come in, that has spoon-fed us, and the idea that we have lost the responsibility for discernment ourselves. We've decided as Christians that I'm just going to let this pastor tell me this is acceptable or not acceptable. I'm just going to intake these songs as acceptable or not acceptable because they have the Christian label on them, and there's no responsibility for the Holy Spirit to come in. There's none discernment within that because it's like, well, I'm just going to, yeah, but this says it's Christian, so I'm going to accept it as okay.
Yeah.
And
we have to wake up. This is, this is, I'm not trying to get all prophetical weird on everybody. But Southern me right now is saying, wake the freak up.
Yeah.
Honestly. This, we've got to do something different because we're so disconnected.
Yeah.
We're so disconnected that when a song that is just the gospel, there's no negative word in the song. When that song can play and we reject it, who are we? We're the Pharisees. That's exactly who we are. That's what we're doing. And I'm not saying you. I'm saying me.
Yeah.
I'm saying all of us. Let's wake up.
Absolutely. And now here's the flip side of that. We are calling people to responsibility. That's what it is. It is a challenge to responsibility, not necessarily to intake everything the world puts out.
No.
Because that's the flip side, and that's just as dangerous. We as Christians do one of two things. Either we accept everything the world has as, quote-unquote, it's just entertainment, and we don't have a responsibility. We don't have to have to study what the lyrical content is. We don't have to do our due diligence because we're just going to accept everything. It's just a TV show. It's just a movie. It's just a song. It's just entertainment. That is wrong as well. And on the flip side, we've got the, well, this is the line and I'm going to put it here and this is acceptable and this is not acceptable. And we've done a disservice on both sides. We really need to be engaged. I love what Karl Barth, a 20th century Swedish theologian said was, we read our Bible and we read our newspaper and we discern our newspaper through our Bible. And we should be eating up culture through the biblical lens of Jesus Christ and what Scripture has to say about it. And so,
yeah, we're not telling you to go buy this album. We're not telling you to go watch her videos because you're going to see things there that don't need to be there and your eyes don't need to be looking at.
Yeah.
That's the thing. We're telling you to discern this. You're going to hear this song on the radio station.
Yeah. Hear it for yourself. Decide for yourself. And thanks to every single person who has chimed in this morning. We saved it for last for a reason.
Yeah.
Show is over. It is done. And we got to go. Except for Mitch.
I'm still here.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to recap this.
Yeah, at noon. If you didn't get in on the phone lines because they were jammed, check it out. 12 o'clock today. It is New Music Tuesday. We replay a few of the best ofs, and we will continue this discussion during middays with Mitch.
Sounds good.
All right. I learned way too much to talk about.
Yeah. Again, I just want a disclaimer. We're not telling you to go look up stuff about her and feast your eyes on things you don't need to see.
Yeah.
But we are telling you that this song is the gospel, and it can be a tool for people that don't care anything about the church.
We can point you.
Because it's that's just what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
all right.
How I feel.
We will see you guys again mañana. Middays with Mitch up next.
Yep.
MyStaticRadio.com/mornings if you missed any part of this here show. It was a good one.
It was good.
We'll see you guys then.